Hey, yo, what's up, E-Double?
Yo, whole thing, man. Got a lot of customers out there, man, trying to get paid on what we made.
And hey, yo, rapping ain't your field. You took the wrong trade. So you better get a grip on them lips and get off.
You're listening to Catalyst and Zach Moore.
And demonstrate on a fold, on a fold.
That does not Cap at the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Zach Morris. Season 4. I don't know where he is. Episode 11. Get off the bandwagon. AKA Kevin's Durant. AKA Kevin's Rent. AKA. Oh, brah. AKA, brah, I'm too tired for this already. What is going on? Oh, what the? Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Get this chair out of the way, son. Let me sit down here. Oh. Get this backpack in the way, son.
Get this backpack is the challenge.
Get this jackass out of the way.
Hip hop, bruh, hip hop.
Well, let me just say, let me turn down my theme music, son.
Turn it down, bruh. Can't afford a sound guy yet. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Stone Cold Steve Austin is in the building.
No, we can't have. We can't have Kevin. That's your name, this guy. I don't know, Jack Morris, Jack something, whatever. The son of the bitch, he's going to tell me something. He tell me to show up on this show and promote something that's going to be on Saturday night, June 24.
All right.
You know, what is this all about? We got this one-year anniversary party. What's this going to be? What are you talking to Stone Cold here?
We have a one-year anniversary for one of the best podcasts here on Hawaii Nay. Sleep time's over.
No, brother. All I'm doing is hanging out on a Broken Skull Ranch in Amarillo, Texas, son. And then I sometimes live in L.A. because, you know, I'm an actor.
Yeah.
I do that from time to time. What? Let me just tell you this right now.
Tell me something.
Anybody that's want to go to this party, I'm told it's supposed to be the party of the year, son. You go there June 24th, Saturday night. You just go. Don't be a jackass. Get off the couch. Put down that Nintendo Wii and just come down, get in the car, pump the gas, and get down to Stone Cold's favorite spot. It's called, what's this place called?
Pine and Jigger.
You got it.
Your favorite spot.
I don't know anything about this place, son. I'm from Texas. So all I'm saying to you right now is get ready. I'm going to be here to promote it. I might just do stick around if you want me to do Stone Cold, do a commercial.
Yeah, come back, man. Come back. What did you do with DJ Zach Morris?
Oh, I'm back.
Oh, hey. Welcome back. You just missed Stone Cold.
It's just that weird teleportation thing that we do here, basically, because that's the budget we have.
Yes.
Boy. You know, I did that kind of frazzled because I was all kind of frazzled before we started this.
Not
I was all
much.
Stressed out. We have a new soundboard.
You have a new soundboard.
Let's just let's announce this. We have a new soundboard here. We're trying to upgrade the technology.
Yeah,
it sounds really loud and clear now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like we're talking in a hall.
No.
So we're trying to figure this thing out, and here we are. So I said, you know what? Let's just start it off with a bang. Next week
is
the anniversary party.
1 year anniversary.
And it's the season finale.
Which is crazy how everything happens.
Hashtag timing. Huh?
Hashtag we have no timing.
No, we don't.
But the timing has timing.
Huh.
So we actually didn't plan it this way. It ended up the 12th episode.
Yep.
Is the 1 year anniversary.
How's that, huh?
And then we start the
Season 5.
What is this, Friends?
I still don't know why we're doing these episodes.
I don't know.
I just
started doing it. Because other podcasts, like we said, they're like on 99, 100. Right. I don't know. We just did it, went with it.
Well,
now we have pressure to name it.
Exactly. So now you cause stress.
Yeah. More stress. Bro.
More stress.
Luckily, we both have good enough hair on our heads.
Right. You're supposed to ask me why I was Stone Cold with hair.
Oh,
because he's bald, but that's okay.
Well, you know, they got the tattoo. You see that on the news that they tattoo the hair in now?
That's true.
Yes, they tattoo the eyebrows and things. And it's all technology. But yes, this is episode 11.
Yes.
Fresh off the NBA Finals.
Yes.
We have to quote a forgotten but remembered group, okay. EPMD, with the song Get Off the Bandwagon.
Get off. Burp, 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 that's right. Burp, burp, burp.
So that is why you called it Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, a.k.a.
The Rant on Durant.
The Rant on Durant.
So that's episode 11. And we have a special guest that's going to discuss. Finally, our Hollywood reporter is here.
He is back.
Yes.
And he is anti-Kevin Durant.
Oof.
To the 100th degree.
Oh, I tell you what.
He is a Lakers fan, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he is, right?
Yeah.
But he's a Melo.
Mellow,
fan.
Mellow good. Yeah, you might have seen him. We've actually talked about him a few times.
Yes.
On some commercials.
You see him all over the television.
Music video.
Yep.
Aspiring actor.
You turning the TV.
Accomplished MC and a music provider.
He's a, is he a triple threat? Is that what they call him?
In Hollywood.
In the Hollywood industry, triple threat?
What are we then? No threat?
A minor threat. Minor threat, like the punk band, bro.
We're the record, bro.
Oh, yeah, Minor Threat record?
Yeah, hold on.
You just happen to have a Minor Threat record right here. Really?
That's why I like
Steve. There you go,
bro. We hip-hop, bro, because only real hip-hop heads listen to everything. Minor Threat record, bro.
Real hip-hoppers listen to punk, bro. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Real hip-hoppers.
All right. Listen up. Okay. That's good. That was good.
You like that, huh?
That's crazy that you just happened to have that there segued. See, it's the spontaneity.
Yeah, you know, that's what we do because real hip hop heads listen to all music.
That's true.
And real, even realer hip hop heads, if I may call real hip hop realer.
Uh-oh. There we go.
Collect more than hip hop and breaks, brah.
Correct.
Punk rock, any kind.
Sesame Street record, whatever.
I got that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here we are. So IA's coming up. We have the weekly recap.
Yeah.
Stone Cold was here flustered. Now, what happened to you?
He's at Pina drinking beers right now.
I think he's having a cold one.
I told him to go check the security at Pina Jigger for next week.
Oh, yeah. That's going
to make sure everything's all good.
Right. We don't want, like, you know, the Freebird showing up or something.
Yeah. Boy, we don't.
You know, we don't want Scott Hall showing up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True. What did you do this past
week, brah? What did I do?
Oh, no.
Work.
Oh.
And just plan this beetroot that's this Saturday. Okay. Bruh. Beetroot Grand Championships.
This Hawaii's thing never ends.
Premier beat battle is this Saturday.
Bruh, this
the week before the 1 year anniversary.
So you could be okay or what?
I'm stressing, bruh. I'm dying.
You could be
here. All
right.
I don't know, bruh. I just dead already, bruh.
I don't know, bruh.
Kamehameha Day was this past.
That's right.
Does anybody celebrate Kamehameha Day?
Did you celebrate Kamehameha Day?
I worked, bruh.
Okay.
That's how Hawaiians, real Hawaiians.
They're working.
We work.
They celebrate by working.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because we work hard, bruh.
There you go.
I'm trying to break the stereotype.
Okay. I want to say this
of the
to
lazy
you.
Hawaiian.
Yes. And I want to make a statement to you right now.
Ah.
On the air about you. Okay. Now, last week,
right.
I gave you some deadlines
of
certain things to meet to help progress this little show.
Right,
All right? And I have to say, you came through in the clutch. I'm very proud of you.
Would have been earlier, but you know, I had the beetroot again.
You still came through, brah. You still came through on cam day. You came through.
On the day I was supposed to take off.
True. I was working.
Oh, yeah,
you did the logo.
Yeah.
We have a new logo for the show. Finally.
Yeah, Showbiz and AG, our little ode to Showbiz and AG.
The Goodfellas album. And then you created the flyer for the Saturday, June 24th party.
If you see the flyer, I have to post it up yet. I'm trying to do in sequential order.
Okay.
I will post it up after this.
Right.
You could be there.
Starring you.
You seen that? You like that? You like that little like black spot?
There was a karaoke show that they did that, like Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh.
Something, something, and you.
Oh.
Remember that?
I just thought of that.
Oh. But you came through and you worked hard.
I worked hard,
bro. It's good to see Hawaiians working hard, living up to that billing. Hawaiians working hard.
Yeah.
H-W-H.
H-W, hoes with attitude?
H-W-H.
Hawaiians with hard work.
Hawaiians with
hard-working Hawaiians.
Hard-working Hawaiians. That's what Hawaiians work hard. Don't complicate this. I'm saying congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
You did a good job.
I like to accept this award on behalf of all the lazy Hawaiians.
That's right.
Is that the only connotation for Hawaiians? Like tight Chinese? like Chang Chinese, was it? Right?
Okay, the Chinese are Chang.
Chang. Hawaiians.
Hawaiians are supposedly lazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the thing? And the Filipinos are hard workers.
Filipinos
get 20 jobs.
And what else? The Filipinos.
The Japanese are just...
Howleys is what?
What are howleys?
Well, we usually stink howleys.
Stink howley.
And like...
Pilau howley.
Pilau.
I guess.
Samoans.
You don't say anything about the Samoans.
Yeah, we don't. Because then...
Samoans are nothing.
Our friends.
They're good. Yes. And that's all I can think of. There's no Korean one. There's no
Korean
Japanese one.
Korean. Yeah, they're not.
What is Japanese? What?
Bankers.
Bankers?
I don't know.
Passive aggressive.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, no.
That's okay. No,
that's
I really.
That's okay. Yeah. No.
Give me more.
Yeah. I don't know what Koreans is aggressive.
Smoke break.
That's smoke, all smoke break.
Gamoku smoking cigarette.
Well, Mexicans.
I don't know Mexicans. Oh. I mean, I know of Mexicans, but I don't know if there's a local thing for Mexicans.
Wow. You know? So why is the lazy Hawaiians, stink howlies, Chang Chinese, Thai Chinese?
Yeah.
Portuguese talk too much.
Portuguese talk too much, and they're just the butt of jokes.
Yeah. Right?
Portuguese joke. Well, that's something to ponder. Let's cause that pondering.
So okay, basically, my
what
week.
Else you did? Let's go.
Beetroot, bruh. Work hard for this, bruh. Has some sad days, some glad days, some mad days.
Oh, yeah.
Went to the beach with the keiki.
Yes.
Had to do that, you know, take them out, take them to the beach. Sunburn, any kind.
Okay.
That's pretty much my week, man. Work, beach, and beetroot.
Okay.
Sounds like a show title.
I think so.
Yeah.
Beach rhymes and beetroot. Beetroot.
Beetroot,
beaches, beach, and blondes.
Work.
Yeah, it works.
Work.
Okay, there you go.
That's it, bro, besides the NBA.
Yes, we're going to get to that a lot today.
Which, you know, I don't know. I have mixed feelings.
Regarding?
Regarding Kevin Durant.
Oh.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
But I respect LeBron, bro.
I do as well.
I don't know what to do, man. You got four all-stars on a team, dude. Like,
well,
can you beat that? You can't.
You can't, and they're going to win for at least the next 3-4 years. There's nobody. The only thing that will beat them
injury.
Is age. Injury. Yes.
But I don't see it, though. So LeBron should go back to Miami, baby.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
That's not going to happen, bro. Sorry. But, yes, it was. We have a lot to discuss regarding that, and we're going to save that.
Besides that, I got a lot of the quickfire topics.
You have a lot of quickfire topics.
I had good fun with the family.
Yes.
Beetroot, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Khmer Day was here at the beautiful 2009 South King Street.
Yeah, worked at the shop.
All right, yeah. What about you?
Okay, so, you know, I'm envisioning at, there you go, that's what you should be envisioning. And
all right.
when you do this live thing, I was going to kind of say, everybody listening out there that's going to go, when we do the weekly recap live, I want like everybody to be like, when Cavett starts, it goes, be like, okay, what did I do? And then it'd be like, everybody goes, he worked at the shop.
Yeah. I don't know if
that's not going to work. I'm sorry. I just came into
my
head.
Maybe if it was like one word.
Call and response.
If it was one word.
At the shop.
I think if you just say work.
Oh.
Right?
Not the whole worked at the shop?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm thinking of like old
sitcoms. What did I do? Work at the shop. I don't know. I don't know if we have that big of a fan base.
I don't think so. I don't know. Nobody's going to know what that...
You just have Kendrick over there. Work at the shop.
Yeah, nobody's going to know what we're doing there.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, weekly recap. Last time I saw you, because I only see you once a week for a couple hours. Last time I saw you was Pine and Jigger, this place, 5th anniversary party. It was a disco night. I was providing the music for the disco party. That was Wednesday night. Very crowded place. People were dressed up. We were watching the NBA Finals before the party started because it just so happened to be on.
This is the fifth anniversary.
Fifth year anniversary of Pine and Jigger.
Hey!
I tell you what. So packed, everybody, disco, you know, Howley people, they love to dress up in disco. This is like a chance for them to be themselves, to be free. So they put on anything tight, white pants, purple pants, orange shirt.
What was the mix of people there? Young, old, middle-aged?
It was a mix of every... thing. Young and old.
I actually directed an old lady and his old two separate occasions that day.
Yeah.
Looking for Pine and Jigger.
Really?
They're dressed up ready.
Really? Well, yes. This was on the night.
I was here at the shop. This old lady came in. Wow. She's like, "Where's Pine and Chigger?" I was like, "Oh, right down the street, right there." She's like,
"And interesting, they came to your store."
No, because they walked the wrong way. But I was like here making a beat or playing, changing a record.
Oh.
And she, "Hi, where's Pine and Jigger?" And I was like, "You're right there." I was like, "You're for the party?" She's like, "Yeah, I seen it on Yelp or on the internet."
Wow, huh?
And then an old dude came. I wonder if they hooked up that night.
There you go, bro. Poo inside, bro.
They look like they were from Studio 54.
There you go.
That was their heyday, bro. Yep. White lines and all.
That's right. Coke then, Coke now.
Yep. But they asked me where it was. I said over there.
That's very nice of you.
So, Hideo, you owe me $5 a person. $10, baby.
That's good. That's good. See, that's how
you make money. Yeah. So the party must have been packed.
It was packed. It was very packed. And it just got, I don't like it when it's too crowded. It's just too nuts because then you get the workers get too overwhelmed.
Right.
And then you're not going to get your food or drink or whatnot. So it's just too nuts. It was too nuts in there.
You didn't stay that long, did you?
No, because we wanted to go to Lucky Belly for the grand finale of the Boomerang Girl, Ali Saris. Ali, last day was that very night.
Wow.
That's it. Never to be heard from again. She's gone off this island.
Missing, bro. She went Mokulea, jump off.
She jumped off into the clouds.
But she didn't jump off and fall in. She jumped off and went back.
That's right.
Because she is the Boomerang Girl.
Wow. So as we were going to Lucky Belly to see Allie for the very last time,
Did you buy her one of those Lays? I seen on social media. She had a Lay.
You should play Lays. Yeah. No, I did not. We just go and we just, give her money.
Bro, what kind of Hawaiian you, bro?
Give her money, bro. What do you do with one Lay? Take him to where? Kapolei.
Bro, take him to the graveyard, bro. That's right, bro. Ancestors, bro.
Never mind these Lays. Everybody trying to get laid. Okay, so we go in this taxi. It's Uber.
Uber.
And we're in this Uber, and so happens to be I'm making a conversation with the Uber driver.
Oh, here we go.
And this Uber driver just happens to be a legend in July.
Oh, here we go.
DJ James Cole, son.
Hey, I got a funny story about this.
Oh, boy.
If you want to hear a funny story
about James Cole's?
Yes.
Oh, recently?
He came to the shop, and I told him.
What?
Hey, bro, you had my friend in your, you're driving my friend.
Oh, okay.
He's like, "Oh, what, for real?" He has that voice. He has that voice.
Yes, he does.
You think he's black.
Yeah.
But he's not.
He is not.
So I was like, yeah, my friend. Like, I do a podcast with him, DJ Zach Morris, Hoppa Guy. He texted me instantly when he said that you were his driver.
Yeah, it was an exciting time.
He didn't remember.
Of course not. He didn't remember. Of course not.
He didn't remember. He didn't remember nothing, dude.
Wow.
I was like, no, it was just this weekend. Like,
yeah. This was on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, dude, he was stoked because, he got to meet you, talk story with you. He drove around more than the usual.
Right.
Talking about, DJing, Hawaii. He didn't remember.
Right.
I was like, he's like, "Oh, man, I don't remember." And I'm like, "Oh, that just kind of shut down my high five there."
That's right, bruh.
He kind of left me hanging. He kind of left me hanging. Because I was trying to big him up. I was like, "Yo, man, my boy."
Right.
He's like, I don't remember, man. And I was like, wow.
See, you see these kind of people?
these yahoos
in Hollywood. They think they know, but they don't know, but they're trying to know. Never mind all
if
of them.
You don't know, now you know,
that's right,
Jimmy.
Bro. Yeah, that's right. I-94.
It's just sad, though, because if somebody comes into the shop, right, that hangs out with you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And says, "Hey, I talked to, da 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 da."
Yeah.
I would definitely remember if anybody's trying to big up my whatever career.
I would think so. Right?
I mean,
right.
The fact that he didn't, I stopped the conversation because I was weirded. Because I was like, "Wow, you don't remember." I was like, "How do you not remember?" I was like, "Yeah, man, you guys drove around a couple more extra times, just, talking story."
Right.
I don't remember.
Well, he's old. So
I was like, "Wow, okay, that's just kind of a buzzkill there." I'm trying to big you up for being OG.
That don't make sense. Yeah. I mean, who cares if he knows me? But I'm just saying, like, if you hear, like you just said, exactly.
Because I'm pretty sure, what did you guys talk about?
We just talked about how we remember you on the mix shows, the hit mix.
Yeah.
And then he talked about what he's doing now. And I talked to him about, G-Dog, Jimmy Taco, all those guys.
Yeah.
He goes, "Oh, yeah, those guys were there for my 50th birthday party."
Oh.
It's not like we're saying some, "Hey, what's up, man? Hey, what you like? Yeah. Go." It was a long conversation.
Weird. So, he didn't remember any of it.
Yeah, so these kind of guys, Never mind these kind of guys.
Old yahoos, bro.
These yahoos, they're trying to stick to the bitter melon is what they're trying to do.
Yeah, so anyway, sorry. That's pretty about hilarious. That. Yeah, that is hilarious. I was like stuck.
Right.
Right, because I was expecting like, oh, yeah, I remember your friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't get that.
So or at least like, try to inquire more about what was going on.
I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. You want to buy a shirt?
Did he buy anything?
He bought some records.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
But he's still a legend. Maybe we all have amnesia or maybe, what is that?
He's called? Old.
Yeah, we're all, yeah. I mean, I forget stuff too.
Right.
All the time. Yeah.
I mean, who knows how many people he picks up in this Uber?
Yeah.
Because Uber, you can make a lot of money.
Yeah, maybe everybody knows who he is.
Maybe that's why.
Huh?
You think?
Maybe once he talks, everybody's like, yo, you're James Coles.
I don't recall James Coles talking on the radio, though.
Yeah.
He would be just playing the mix.
Yeah. Right? But when we talk, you think he's black.
True.
Yeah.
I think that's a given when you are on an FM, like hip-hop radio. You have to have a slang.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to just do that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah,
so right now, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be doing like, ha That was horrible imposition.
Anyway.
All right. So that was, okay.
Sorry about ruining your story.
Never mind, James Coles. Never mind, bruh.
I asked him to be a part of the podcast, too.
Never mind.
It didn't seem like he cared.
Who knows what he cares about? Never mind.
I was kind of like, well, because it kind of defeated my purpose with him coming to the podcast. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
It was
supposed to
be like, you remember my friend? You guys talked about DJing and Hawaii hip hop and DJ, la, la, la.
Right.
And I would like you to come on my podcast. Da, da,
oh, right.
But because he's like, I don't remember. I'm like, well, I got a podcast. I did mention it, though.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, well, never mind it.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people are saying never mind to him, but that's all
right. All right, bro. That's it, bro. Okay, so what else you got?
We went to Lucky Belly, Boomerang, done. Yeah. Not Freddy. No more Boomerangs anymore. Retiring the Boomerang.
Wow.
All you guys out there in social media world, do all the Boomerangs you like, bro. I'm not doing a Boomerang anymore.
Wow, you're retiring from Boomerang.
I'm retiring the Boomerang. I'm announcing this right now tonight.
Wow.
Today, the last Boomerang, bro.
Rest in peace, Boomerang.
Because I started the Boomerang when it came out, when it just came out on Instagram.
Right.
And then it just so happened we were at Lucky Belly.
Okay.
Allie was there. I was like, hey, you seen this Boomerang thing? Hey, let's go play around with this thing.
Right.
And then that was how it started.
Wow.
And then it just was happened. We go back week by week. I was like, hey, let's do that again. Hey, let's do this again. And then guys would constantly message and be like, oh, who this girl? Oh, she's single or what? Well, can date her or what?
Nah.
You don't tell me that kind of stuff. Message me. You can date. Yeah, go date her, bruh. Who people, tells a guy that? Can date her.
People actually asked you that.
Yes, these dummies. These yahoos.
Yahoos, bruh.
These Gmails. So I'm just... that could be something.
Waste time, bruh.
Waste time. Okay, so...
All right.
I just want to say, in a solemn note, in the weekly recap...
Oh, okay. Here we go.
The sake shop, a very prominent place, is closing, I think, as of maybe this week.
Wow.
Their lease didn't get renewed. It is, I know you don't drink sake, right? You're not a drinker. You drink,
when in Rome.
You drink, iced tea. But if you were to drink sake,
this
is the place to go. She's a great gal. Her name is Nadine, the owner. And she's very knowledgeable, but very friendly. And then if you didn't know any knowledge of sake, you go in there. She tell you what to do, bro.
Wow.
She say, I'm going to go eat scallops with Hepe. This is the sake for you, bro. If you like go eat pipicala, school street, this is the sake for you,
so
bro.
So she's basically the sky, the sommelier.
The sake sommelier to the stars, if that is even a thing, which is not.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to go Uber drive some people and then forget about them the next day, this is the sake for you, bro.
Sake is basically what? Rice wine.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah. There you go.
So why hasn't that hit mainstream, but soju has?
Koreans.
Oh. Koreans are mainstream now.
Well, the millennials like shochu.
Yeah.
Because it's harder edge. It's stronger.
Right.
You get more effed up.
Right.
What do the millennials want to do? F up, bro.
Get lit, bro. Get turned up.
Get lit, son. Turn, twerk, and turn.
Turn, twerk. Turn, lit,
truffle butter, all that stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yep.
All right. So
that was okay. So sake shop closed.
Go check them out now.
It's on King Street, right before Light Sleeper Store. So why not? Okay, then we got that. Gaku on Friday. We went to Gaku. We saw the final appearance.
Oh, more final appearances.
A lot of people leaving. Chef Nobu, the sushi chef.
Oh, Chef Nobu.
Nobu-san, everyone's handsome Japanese guy. is leaving to start his own thing.
Wow.
His own sushi bar. That's going to be coming up at the end of the year, but his last month is June. So we went down to pay respects to Nobu-san and all the good people at Sushi Izakaya Gaku. That's right. With Shin-san, who's there. So I tell Shin-san, okay, so Nobu's leaving. Who's going to take over? And he's like, oh, yes, yeah, Sakai-san. Don't worry. We're going to get somebody. You know, before, a lot of people work Imanaste before. So we got the chef from Imanaste. Now, bless his heart. He's trying to speak to me in English. And we're going to bring the chef from Imanaste. Come here. Right in front of you.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
In front of you.
I'm like, in front of me, really?
All right.
Is that you sure?
So where is this place he's recruiting or stealing this chef from?
Oh, you know Imanaste?
Where's that Imanaste?
Bucks Alley. Right around here, bro.
Where's that, bro?
Okay, when you're going down King Street, you have Bucks Alley.
Right.
And then you have the UH bookstore.
Yes.
You know that weird bookstore on the left that's up a stairway?
Yes.
You have Konotori.
Right.
Right next door to Konotori is Imanaste.
Oh, that's what it is.
Old school izakaya.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the owner...
Right next to Glenn Grant's.
Yeah, old that building. Used to be the Glenn Grant, the haunt. Right. So the owner of Gaku used to be at Imanaste.
Wow.
So he knows those guys. He taught all the Imanaste guys his deal.
Okay, there you go.
Opened up Gaku. He's now opened one in Tokyo.
Wow.
Yeah. The owner... There's two Gakus. One in Tokyo and one in Honolulu. How crazy, right? How crazy open a sushi place in Japan.
Yeah, that's kind
of
like...
There's like a trillion of them. But he did. And now he's... Calling his boys to come over to replace Nobu-san.
Oh, call my boys, bro.
Right?
That's how it works in this town. You wait and call my boys. Make sushi.
Yeah, exactly. And then after that, we went to the after party at this place called Pine and Jigger. And I was there again Friday night.
Here we go.
With some of the wife's friends. And one of the friends was her maid of honor at the wedding. And she's a nurse. No. Now, usually when you mention nurse to... men, they were like, "Ooh, so
where's this going now?"
So she's gonna meet up with her nurse co-workers at Pine and Jigger.
Right.
I said, "We should not. Yeah, let's not go there. Let's go highbrow." But she said, "Oh no, I'm gonna be with my co-workers." I'm like, "So I tell her, okay, these girls, they 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10.
What does that mean?
Okay. We ain't gonna be hanging out with somebody got yahoos, okay?" So she said, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay." So then we go. Her husband's there too. And then we go to Pine Jigger, we sit on one table, she's with her nurse friends. I'm like, why are you gonna hang out with your coworkers for? Coworkers should not hang out with coworkers, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Right.
Because what happens when you hang out with a bunch of coworkers? You worked at a medical facility, and you guys are gonna go out someplace and be like, oh God, work sucks, Oh, this girl, she's such a bee. Oh, this girl, she like talk trash to me. What is her problem? And that's the whole 2 hours of this whole, you guys complaining.
Okay, see you later. See you tomorrow.
Exactly. Why are you going to hang out with coworkers? Rule one, people, don't hang out with coworkers. You guys are just going to complain about the job when you're supposed to be going out, enjoying being out of the job. You see what I'm saying?
That's a good point, man.
Why? Okay.
Because when you usually go out with coworkers, you end up talking about
work. No need. Don't do it. And that's what they're doing. They're sitting over there. You know so-and-so. I don't think she liked me, you know. Why don't she like you? I don't know. You think she liked me? And that's an hour conversation right there. Are you kidding me? Never mind.
Well, you know what? She made me do the enema for patient B in room number 101.
I never should. You go shishi on me?
You never know, bro. She set me up. I knew it, bro. I knew it.
Waste time.
You know, lunch. Yeah. She went over 23 seconds, bro.
Waste time.
That's waste time.
All right.
You know, that's a great point because usually you do go out with your coworkers.
Yes. I don't go out with my coworkers.
Wow. Well, you don't have coworkers.
I don't have my own. I don't have coworkers, right? But I know people that work in the facility that I work at. And I've gone out with a few of them.
Yeah.
But we make it a point not to talk about work. Because I've been to coworker parties as sure as you have as well.
Yeah.
And it turns into just a boring complain show. That's all it is. It's complaining.
Wow.
I'm tired of people complaining as I'm complaining about complaining right now.
You're complaining about complaining about people complaining
right?
About the job.
Yeah. I'm just ecstatic. This mic is just so loud and clear right now.
Mind blown.
That's why I just want to talk about complaining. So that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got? That's the week?
That's the week. That's all I got, son.
And if you didn't know, Golden State Warriors won.
We're going to get to that, yeah.
UH got a new verbal recruit?
Yeah, that's right.
UH basketball?
That's right.
We'll talk about that later. Who knows?
Talk about that later.
He's a Yahoo, but...
Yes.
Besides that, Beetroot Grand Championships this Saturday. Next Saturday, here it is, the day you need to be there.
Yep.
At Pine and Jigger. So you need to experience where Zach Morris goes every week.
Well, the main thing is just come down and it's just hang out.
We want everybody to come down and at least say what's up.
Say what's up and just, you know, just support and just hang out.
Because we will be recording.
We're recording live.
Yeah, live. And when we record, we want you to say hi.
And we want people to know of what we're doing.
And we want to meet the people that actually listen.
Yes, please.
Hey, so no be shame.
Of course.
Because we don't know who you are.
Yeah.
We don't know what you look like.
No matter.
Just come down, right? Yeah. Like, hey, bro, what's up? My name's Nakai.
That's all I got to do. It's going to be fun.
And Sky, the small heir to the stars, he has a...
Yes.
Quiz.
Oh, he has a quiz, the Sleep Time's Over quiz, coming up.
I wonder who's going to take it.
I don't know.
You know his quizzes.
Who knows? Who knows? We will get them wrong.
Sleep Time's Over. We're done on the video.
Got
Sleep
break.
Time's Over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 4, Episode 11.
Get off the bandwagon,
a.k.a.
Kevin Durant.
A.k.a.
The Rant on Durant.
There we go.
Sleep Time's Over. Right back.
Yo, aloha world. This is IIA, the Combiner Classic. Represent Aloha Hype to the fullest. And you're listening to the Sleep Time's Over show with my man Kevin the Catalyst and the homie DJ Zach Morris. Come on now, we don't sleep around here.
Sleep Time's Over.
Kevin the Catalyst, Zach Morris, the DJ 316, Season 4.
Oh, man.
Keeping it hip hop.
Flexing with the tech, man.
Quick fire topics. Here we go. Okay. What you got, bro?
All right, let's start with the top.
Let's go.
Top news of July right here. On Sunday, we saved this for quickfire topics. Two-time winner. It's Academic Hawaii. Kaiser High School, bro. Kaiser Cougars. Two-time.
They won last year, too?
They won last year. They knocked out Iolani.
Wow, they're in the running for this year's Sleep Time's Over, a High School of the Year.
High School of the Year, I think, is safe to say it will be Kaiser. Ooh, I think if they don't mess up.
That's a close one, man. No. We gotta check their athletics.
Yeah, we have to do that because who knows?
Academics, obviously, they're smartest in the state.
They're Academic of Hawaii, bro. They're the most academic. Bruh, they won.
I seen that. I seen your comments.
I posted the video up on the IG.
That
check
was
it out.
Pretty funny, bro.
Bro, those guys.
Buggers couldn't even afford slacks.
They can't even wear long pants to this kind of show. Yeah, what kind of parents you get?
Long pants. Chuck Taylors and when
that's what I'm going to do. Just go get Dockers, go Sears, Sears Roebuck.
Bro, they get kind of Ross's right down the street.
Just buy the shorts, bro.
Bro, that guy had the shorts, bro.
Wear the shorts, don't be dorks.
Bro, all these guys look like a bunch of yahoos.
They're all a bunch of yahoos talking about spicy memes. John Fink over there laughing like he's going all the way to the bank with this. He's not making no money off of this, bro.
Spicy memes.
What is that spicy memes?
That was great.
Who's this guy?
That wasn't Kaiser, though, right?
That was not Kaiser. That was
spicy
was that?
Memes.
That was another. That was Marino or somebody, probably.
But you know those guys was guaranteed their back was sweating, palms sweating.
Yep.
Just like, oh, my God, I wonder if I'm going to get expelled
yep,
from this.
Yep, exactly.
Like, I'm going to say it, guys. I'm going to say it. Here we go. Spicy memes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, guess what? We ain't gonna see him around anymore.
That guy disappeared, bro.
They send you out. They excommunicate you, right?
So Puno didn't even make the running.
Bro. Nope. Iolani got knocked out first round.
Iolani, bro. The calculators got confiscated.
Yep. All shut down.
Give me the calculator. You count with abacus now.
Wow.
Man. Puno, bro. They sent them away, bro.
All gone.
Told him, you know what? You expelled. You go in Roosevelt.
Yeah. That's where they would send him.
Parents is crying.
Everybody crying. Marino crying.
Marino
St.
Crying,
Louis
bro.
School crying. Glenn Madero's piss off. He don't know what to do. He's
St.
a president.
Louis, St. Louis couldn't even get on the TV show.
Nope.
Yeah?
Nope. Don't waste for St. Louis on there. No, they got knocked out too.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. They all got knocked out. Maui High School.
Yeah.
It was, who was it? It was Maui High School, Kaiser.
And,
oh boy.
Jimmy? No.
No. Marino.
Marino? Oh, Marino was Marino. In the finals.
Marino was in the finals. Marino, wow. Maui High School, Kaiser.
Hey.
That was it. Let's get confirmation on this
okay,
one.
Here
I'm
we
pretty
go.
Sure. Just post up that video again. Because I'm the only one watching this show.
Oh, you didn't post it on your site.
I didn't post it on mine. I posted on the Sleep Time's Over IG, as they call it. And I don't think anybody.
Hawaii Baptist.
Oh, HBA.
Maui, right. Hawaii. Oh, so two Maui schools. Hawaii Baptist is no.
No, Hawaii Baptist is Nuuanu, right?
Oh, that's Maui. It's like Maui.
Nuuanu is Maui?
Same, bro. Hawaii Baptist
downtown.
Is Maui. Bro, you get Hawaii Baptist kids and Maui kids, you change places. It's going to look the same.
Spicy memes.
Spicy memes.
Bro. I guess. Well, my brother went to HBA.
No, there you go. So
I don't know.
He could probably look like he's from Maui, I bet.
Bro, yeah, yes. Let me tell you something.
I told you, bro.
Don't get
look
me started.
These, look at these yahoos, bro.
These guys look all funny kind.
But you know what the thing about this is?
None of them dated a girl, let alone kissed a girl. Held hands with a girl. The girls never kissed a girl, held hands with a girl. Nobody do nothing. Look, they all studying.
Look, Billy
chemistry.
V, bro.
Billy V, your boy, is
Billy
there.
Billy V never even kissed a girl.
No,
boy.
Billy. Billy V is working on the latest pageant, which is going to be shown.
Billy V, I want your job, bro.
Yeah.
I want to be the announcer for University of Hawaii basketball.
Yeah.
I said it once, I said it twice, and I'll say it again.
You got to call somebody up.
Tell them, bro. You can have everything else you want. Just give me this job, bro.
You can have everything you want except that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Can I have that? I want to be the announcer for basketball.
Just follow your dreams.
And now, the University of Hawaii starting five.
And you're going to do that?
Yeah. Hugo Shlakovich from Ukraine. That's who we're going to get playing for us. Oh. Because,
is that the new recruit? Is that segue into the new recruit
his
guy?
Name is, forget what his name is.
Javovic Jogger. I don't know,
Jeremy
bro.
Yager.
Jeremy Yager, yes.
Anyway.
So congrats to Kaiser, bro.
Congrats to Kaiser.
Kaiser High School. It kind of sort of a private school, but it's not.
Yeah. They have a new field, too, though. You see
really?
That? Yeah.
Hawaii Kai money, bro.
No, well, actually, a lot of public schools are getting it. Farrington, Cedar Field.
Oh, really?
Beautiful, yeah.
Oh.
Before Kaiser had the only AstroTurf in Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a good call there, sir.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
What do you got next?
Okay, next. Oh, let me pull this back up. Sorry. Here we go. How's this one? How's this story? Rolovich. You hear about this?
What?
Our friend and yours. Yes. Your friend and mine's. Mr. Pride Rock himself.
Yeah.
Does this publicity stunt?
Oh.
Rolovich offering 11-year-old a verbal scholarship.
Yes, I saw that.
Bruh. I got something to say about this.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
Take time on this. Go.
In elementary school, okay? Okay. Think back when you're in elementary school. When you guys did the runs, shuttle run, the chalkboard eraser run, the 50-yard dash, all the runs, right? You put the slip on the hand, right?
Get the runs. Yep.
You get the runs?
Yep.
Who's the fastest kid in the class?
Who is the fastest kid in the class? It's always the smallest guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He kind of is the most athletic almost to a point.
Right.
That's what it was when I was in Waikiki Elementary.
Right.
All the fast kids, the Japanese kids, right?
I see where you're going with this.
You had kind of the local brother kids was not as fast as the Japanese kids.
Yeah.
But they were a little bit more athletic, so a little rougher. But they weren't the best athletic.
Yep.
Right? So, fast forward. When it comes to high school, bro, who's the guys that's the most athletic? All the Hawaiian kids, the Polynesian kids, the mixed kids. Giving an 11-year-old a scholarship based on that? I really don't think this guy's going to pan out to be... Because we all had those kids in our school.
Yeah.
That one kid that was the fastest. The one kid that was like... Could catch, could throw, could play all the sports.
Yes.
And I could say 100% majority of those kids when I got to high school...
Yeah.
Even though I went to a different high school, I followed their career. Because you're like, dude, what happened to...
Well, right.
So-and-so. Right. Baga, burnout, brah. Baga is like not even first string...
Right.
You know, either that or he goes to a private school.
Right.
And there's a million kids better than this dude.
Why did he do this then?
Publicity. Well,
just for publicity.
The whole thing is like his dad played for UH or something. Older brother played for Nevada.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I don't know, dude. This kid, they show his highlight reel.
Well,
I'm not impressed. Sorry.
I mean, if we look at Rolovich's track record thus far,
right.
He's doing a lot of things outside the norm.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Oh,
no. see how we're a sports and rec show? Outside the norm, if you
like
didn't
that.
Catch
I
that.
Like that.
So he's trying to get these kind of different things going on. And
right.
Do you think he's serious? I don't think he's serious.
Well, it's a verbal, so I guess there's no...
There's no paperwork.
You can't
there's
paperwork, no yeah, so...
So, I
so
think
it's all publicity. It's
all publicity just to get attention. And just to... Because you got to remember, there's a disconnect between the people and UH yeah. sports.
And he's bringing it back.
Exactly. So, I can't... It's not true. I don't think he's going to... This is legit.
Right.
I think it's just for comedy, really.
Wow. Comedy. I never thought of it being funny. I mean, but it is kind of funny.
It is funny. I mean, look at us. We're kind of thinking, like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah,
you
know? Because like I said, there's a million of these kids in every school.
Right.
You go, why not? There's probably like 20 of these kids.
Right. I think he's just doing it to connect the community back to UH football. Because right. UH football, could, the community and UH football have broken up
like
a while
a
feel-good
ago. Story. Then.
Correct.
Right, right, right.
Right.
I just thought it was ridiculous. My initial one is, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
Like,
it's a
come
waste
on.
Of time. It's a waste of time.
How do you tell this 11-year-old kid is going to be the best wide receiver in state?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Hopefully they didn't tell him that.
Right.
But
yeah, you know, yeah. Big for the kid. Hey, work hard, bro.
Give him something to work for.
Bro, but put it this way. Now that kid has a target on his back.
That is correct.
Thanks a lot, Rolo. Because, bro, when I played Pop Warner, anybody that was the best guy.
You don't come after him.
You're getting speared.
Right.
You're getting hit from the back, crack back, high, low, boom.
False crack, meta back, bro.
All that stuff.
He's going to end up on Itzhak and Mekawai next season.
The bugger can get hit so hard, he's going to turn smart.
He just going to make spicy memes. Yep.
Anyway, all what right. you got, bro?
There we go. Next Ooh. One we got.
Getting hot in here, bro.
This is, bro, the AC, turn them up.
Turn, I know I'm going
to
turn it up.
Please. Bro. This is a news, big news item from last week that we forgot to mention that we kind of got bashed for because we didn't mention it.
Snap.
Last week.
Birthday bash.
Your Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Oh, yeah.
Off
yeah,
the
yeah,
I-5 right. past Irvine. Oh, nice. Albert Pujols. A legend, future Hall of Famer. Right. He hit his 600th home run last
week.
And he did it in a grand slam.
That's pretty amazing.
And that was last week. We forgot to... This is a milestone.
Yeah, it is huge, yeah.
Like, whenever we think 600 home runs, you got Barry Bonds, right. asterisk on it.
Yeah.
Sosa, Maguire, asterisk.
There's a lot of asterisks going
Pujols,
on.
Pujols, as of right now, he's clean as a whistle.
You think how old is he right now?
He's 36.
Ooh, okay. You think he can hit 150 home runs in 4 or 5 years?
Oh, that's going to be... Tough. Then you have to go to get on the juice. But I figure he maybe got 2 more years to play. He's still all right. He's just become a hitter. His athleticism has gone down the toilet.
Right.
But he is on yours and mine, favorite baseball team.
Because
you are quite the fan
yes.
of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Yes. Turn yes. to Disneyland, go to Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention this to you.
Yeah.
Did you pay attention to this?
I did because okay. you posted it.
Oh, okay.
Or the wifey posted it.
Both of us posted it.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. And I watched ESPN. I was like, hey.
So that's pretty groundbreaking stuff
that's
in this
huge.
Day and age where that's, I mean, come on, 600 home runs. That's pretty nuts.
That is nuts.
It's hard to hit a baseball. Like, have you ever hit a full blast baseball?
It hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to. When you start getting over 60,
yeah.
it's like, ooh, brah, that shock yep. is. Like, I can see, I don't know how these guys, I guess it's built up over time, but like that your hands, man, that vibration.
Yeah, it's got to be
through
just practice, trial and error, and just getting stronger.
Yeah,
you know, there's no batting cage in Oahu, is there?
I think there's one in Kapolei.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if it's still there. When I was out there, I remember seeing it. There is a private coach that has a batting cage.
Oh.
But that's for like the kids that want to be YPO World Series.
Jawaii guys. Needs like an amusement park kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like a castle park.
You know, there is a castle park on the mainland. I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Like California.
Castle Park.
Oh. They need that back. Like someplace that has like go-karts,
yeah.
batting cage,
right.
maybe like some kind of bumper car thing, water boat ride thing.
They should
car.
Do that at Kakaako. That's what they should have done.
Why not?
But you know.
Come on, Caldwell. Hurry up. Never
mind
these bike lanes.
Never mind that already. Spicy
we
memes.
We want spicy memes and batting cages, bruh. Okay, what you got? What's next?
Oh, boy. Shout out to Pujols.
There we go.
Okay, here we go. Ice Cube gets a star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah. Okay.
Take time, waste time? I got like a little time for that. Like,
I'll give a little time for that.
Not
I think,
that much.
I think it is deserving musically, but I'm not a fan of any of his movies except for Friday.
Yeah.
And Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood, yeah.
And after that, he's made like family movies for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
So I don't think if we just look at the family movies, things,
right.
he shouldn't be
right.
justified of getting
right.
a star.
Right.
He's clearly getting a star because of NWA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the fact that he transcended that era
right.
and parlayed it
right.
to what he is now. But you know what? If you look at him, it looked like he's honestly going to cry. Like, it looked like he's really touched.
Yeah.
If you look at when he received it in his face, It looked like he really like moved.
Was moved by that, yeah.
Which I was moved because I'm like, you know what? This guy came from nothing.
He came from Compton.
Compton. And he came from saying F the police to playing the police to Family Guy. Yep. So, I mean, it's as much as we can story. Hate, you can either take your path one or two ways.
Yeah.
Suge Knight, get your ass locked in jail.
That's one way.
Trying to be hard your whole life.
Keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah, it always goes wrong. Yeah. Keeping it real in that sense goes wrong. Or Ice Cube. You change with the time.
Yep.
You become the dad in the minivan. You do all these cornball movies. Become the voice of cartoons. Mm. But guess what? The dude is set. Yep. His kids are set.
No, he's smart.
His kids are set.
Yep.
He avoided any controversy with these hoes and floozies.
Right.
And Kardashian, all that BS. And his son is doing good, too.
Right. I mean, he starred in Boys in the
NWA. Yeah, he's a good actor,
the NWA Story.
Right.
Right. And don't forget, one last thing of Ice Cube, he's in the Big Three League is starting this month.
He's an entrepreneur.
He's the president of the Big Three League, the 3-on-3 basketball player, NBA, former NBA player thing. That's his idea. It's coming up. Great idea again.
So, yo, I mean, that's why I had to take a little time for that because, you know, I was a little critical, you know, like, oh, man, how do you be NWA? But how old do you get? You're like, dude, this is the dude. This is the man.
Yeah.
This is how you build a career.
Yeah.
Hell with keeping it real.
No need.
No need keep it real.
There's a time and age where you just need to evolve and change with the times.
And he doesn't do that.
Don't be this bitter old guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So don't be this guy who
don't
just...
Don't be, you know, sleep time's over.
Don't all be, right. Yeah, driving an Uber, forgetting people.
Okay. So, what you got?
He doesn't listen.
Yeah,
speaking of segueing and changing with the times, here's this little tidbit. Supposedly, this is happening in 2018.
All right.
The Hip Hop Hall of Fame
is
being supposedly built. It looks like a casino, and it's going to be in Harlem.
Is there a strip club in there?
I don't know. It looks very nice, but it looks like a real tall, like an amusement park thing, like a big tower, like you're like the Wynn.
Should it be in the Bronx?
Good question. Should it be in New York? Should it be in a neutral site, not West Coast, not East Coast?
Yeah, that's true, man.
You know, like, do we have to put it in New York because it started in the Bronx and Harlem?
I mean, technically, if you have it in New York, you should have it in the Bronx.
Right. Maybe they couldn't just find the land. I mean, Harlem is a good...
That's a good.
But you've seen pictures of this?
No.
It looks like an ominous building.
Who's designing it?
I don't know.
Carl Kanai.
Wow. Carl Kanai, Cross Colors, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, all came together.
Now, if that was the case, it'd be red, green, neon.
It might be,
purple,
bro.
Sailor Moon.
It might be, bro. I tell you what, Helly Hansen, Sean John.
Plenty spicy.
Menace.
Memes,
yep,
Menace.
They all could be there.
Everybody got to wear Menace pants, bro.
Wow, to get in. Yeah, exactly. They're going to be selling Menace pants in the hip-hop vintage store. They're going to have Menace pants.
Is Hawaii the only place with body shop pants?
Yep.
Right?
That's correct.
Like, that was like the generic Menace, the body shop jeans.
Saw no one with that in the mainland.
Nobody, right?
Nope.
Only Hawaii had body shop, the wannabe Menace, and fucked pants. Remember that?
Yeah, exactly. F-U-C-T.
BS, bro. Like, Kahala.
Yep.
And Pro Ridge.
So that'll be featured at the Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
They're going to be there. Hawaii only,
bro. The Hawaii wing, you're going to have.
Body shop pants.
Static. You're going to have Funk Pistol. You're going to have Jellies.
Shout out to Menace. DJ Static,
bro. DJ Static, bro.
So you're going to have Jellies, DJ Static, Funk Pistol, and Menace Pants. That's it. That's Hawaii's.
Oak Tree.
That's Hawaii's wing right
there. That's all we got.
We're not going to get James Cole, boo.
That's our, nope, not going to do that. But that's our claim to that hip-hop society.
Oh, bruh.
Those things.
Shout out to James Cole. We're just playing, everybody. So just take a chill.
I'm
going to
see you again, bruh. So we're going to talk story.
Yeah. No, it's okay, bruh. But anyway.
So there you go. Moving on.
Oh, was that mine? Okay. So back more on hip-hop. Yep. Here we go. More hip-hop. Yeah. Here we go.
What do you got?
The double XL freshman class. Do you keep up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you keep up with this?
The cover. Mm, that's great.
Look all like
pansy
boys, bro.
It's like
that cover is a spicy meme in itself.
That's a very spicy meme. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do something later on. Yeah. I'm going to go and listen to music from each one of those guys.
Yeah?
I've heard the Kyle dude.
Okay.
It's cool. I heard the Amin.
Okay.
Which that guy has the hottest song right now.
Okay.
Me, the Caroline. You heard that Caroline song?
Yes, I have, actually.
Did you play that yet when you're spinning out?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure the kids love it.
I would play that out. Next Amigos.
Yeah. So, I mean, I listened to those two cats. I checked out that XX, whatever his name is.
I'm going to pull this up right now.
All those. So, I'm going to go and listen to each one of those guys.
Yep.
And I'll try and listen to like 30 seconds of it.
I'm pulling up the cover now, everyone. For
because these guys look like they're the epitome of Yahoos.
That's Yahoo.com, all right.
Those are Yahoos, not very serious.
No.
AKA spicy memes.
Spicy.
So memes. I don't know. What is your take on this freshman class?
Okay, well, these are the new guys. They do this all the time with these freshman class. And then we ask the question, are these guys going to be relevant, you know, 10 years from now or whatnot? No, they're not.
No.
And we can't look back and, you know, get angry with all this.
Nah, yeah.
You guys can see this?
Look at those Yahoos. Oh,
just went to Twitter.
Twitter, see, Yahoo.
The Yahoos are blowing and breaking the phone here because they can't show. Now I'm stuck on Twitter.
What's going on, bro? Your phone's stuck.
Now I'm stuck on Twitter. This is little Yachty, bro. Little he infiltrated Yachty. The phone. I'm stuck on Twitter. Now my phone's stuck on Twitter. Wow. That's a spicy meme.
There you go.
Did you pull it up? I don't know what happened.
There you go, bro. Pulling it up for the people. Anyways, do you know any of these guys?
Okay.
Do you like any of these guys?
No, I do not. And I have to listen to them because I haven't listened to any of them yet. Okay?
Right.
But we got to realize things. 10 years from now,
right?
These guys that are on this cover right now are going to be thinking, who are these Yahoos in 2027?
Right.
And it's always going to be that thing where we're always going to look at these new guys and be like, who are these clowns? It's just going to be, that's the case. We're not, because we're bitter and we just want things to remain in the past.
Right. But they're not even good, though.
But says who, though? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
We gotta look at it. For you, no. To you and I, they're not even good.
Right.
But when you have somebody that is 21 to 25 who has no recollection of this 90s hip, you got it?
Look at there the Yahoos go. Over there. Yahoos, there brah. Go.
Yahoo.com. Finally came back up. But that's what we gotta realize. We need to not be these bitter old men. We talked about this time and time again. We have to give these guys their time to shine, I guess.
To do what, though?
To do what? We don't know. Okay, think of it like this.
He could have punched himself out of a wet paper bag, bro.
I mean, clearly that the cover looks like an ad for Forever 21.
Yeah,
right?
It is, yeah.
Clearly. But I'm just saying, see, look, now my thing just went on the... This phone is going crazy. So now I'm just saying, 10 years back. Okay, let's go. We're 2008, 2017 right now. Let's go back to 2007. What was the hot music in 2007?
I don't have no idea.
You see what I'm saying?
There you go.
And we go back even further. 97. We remember 97.
A little easier.
That's our time. That's our generation. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think the kids are going to remember, though. I really don't think they care.
When we bring Michaela on, our millennial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk to her about, does she remember music in 2007?
Look at these names, though.
Here we go.
Kamala. The Ugandan giant.
Wow.
A boogie with the hoodie.
Wow. Wow.
PNB Rock. Post No Bills, brah. Tenacious with triple X's.
Tenacious D.
That's the guy that got Jack punched, Black. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Playboy Cardi.
Right.
Made in Toyo.
That's right. Tokyo.
Amin. Ugly God. Cap G and Kyle.
There you go. Kyle, brah. For the win.
Hey, what's your MC name? Kyle.
Shoot.
Oh, mean, bro.
Shoot, brah. Rhyme on.
I checked out the Kyle guy.
He's all right. Okay, we're going to listen
happy.
To...
He's happy.
That's good to be happy.
He's very happy.
In this world of unhappy, it's good to be happy. We're going to listen to all of these guys.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we're going to discuss this.
Next week.
Yeah. Which will be the anniversary show.
Oh, crazy.
How's that? There you go. I will listen to all these guys.
I'm gonna listen to all these guys. Actually, you know what you do? Okay. This is what we should do. You go on Sleep Time's Over.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yes.
And we'll listen to each one, not live, but recorded.
Okay.
So that was that 130 seconds that we have?
Okay.
And then we'll give our opinion. We'll do it at separate times, though.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be filming us listening to it.
Yeah.
And then our live
reaction.
Reaction. All right.
So we have the judgment of what, like the half of the, you know, when it goes like this. So this much we listen to, this much we comment. All right. Or we could do one listen, then the next one comment.
You could. I mean, you can do the slideshow thing now on Instagram. So you can post like 5 minutes.
Well, I was going to do it on the storyline.
Oh, got it.
That way you can go consecutive. Bam, 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 bam.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. So okay, check for that on Sleep Time's Over on Instagram. We're going to go review.
IG story, yeah.
IG story.
That's right. There's a plug.
All right, next one. What you got?
What do you got? Okay, last one. Dennis Rodman's in Korea again.
Wow.
So does this help or hurt our chances of Korea bombing us? Dennis Rodman. It's all up to Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman again. In Korea.
Yeah, again, second time. Why?
Wow. I don't know.
What's your take on that?
I don't think it's gonna hurt or help us, you know? Honestly, it might actually help us.
Well, he did that special, if you remember, where he took all the old NBA players right. and he did a scrimmage in Korea.
Right,
with
right,
Kim
right.
Jong-un and all that. And like, he's boys, apparently, with Kim Jong-un.
That's kind of cool. Hey, you know, right? Rodman, he's... He
pretty crazy.
Gonna, yeah, he's crazy.
But that's pretty crazy that he's friends with Kim Jong-un. And he allows him into his country, into his house.
Two crazy yahoos, bro.
That's right.
Just got to hang out, bro.
Gmail, son, Gmails.
I wonder if he puts makeup on Kim Jong-un. Make him dress in drag.
You think Rodman puts makeup on Kim Jong-un personally?
Yeah, like, hey, try and this blush.
And then try this dress out, son.
Try this out. Oh, you look pretty.
Maybe. I just want to know if Rodman's sober. Has Rodman ever been sober since, like, 2000?
I think he's just crazy, bro.
He's crazy? Crazy yeah. and sober? Crazy like a fox.
Samantha Fox.
I just don't know how he's being allowed into Korea. Like, how is this
Because
happening?
He's Rodman and because he's friends with Kim Jong-un.
How did he become friends with Kim Jong-un is what I'm saying.
On MySpace, bro. I guess so, bro. Talk to each other.
They just go type, DM, slide into his DMs.
Hey, how you doing, Kim? How you doing? It's Rodman. Oh, Rodman.
There you go. Hey. What's up, Deska?
I don't think this desk, I don't know any Korean words.
Smoke cigarette. Yeah. Omaseyo.
I don't think it's going to hurt the United States. I think it might help the United States.
Yeah.
Because guess who's another crazy yahoo?
Who's that?
Who's the president, bro.
Hey, right.
So him, Rodman, Kim Jong, all crazy yahoos.
And ironically, Rodman was on The Apprentice.
There you go, bro.
Hosted by Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's a crazy yahoo.
Maybe Trump said, Rodman, just hurry up. Go back over there. Talk story.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not even doubt it.
Maybe. So there you go.
You have any other topics?
That's all I got. Let's pack it up, Roy.
Sleep time's over. That was Saddle a quick fire topics. Let me do that too. There you go. Yeah, right. Sleep time's over. Calvin the Callus, DJ Zach Morris, season 4, episode 11.
Get off the bandwagon.
AKA
Kevin Durant.
AKA Kevin Rants. AKA
Durant on the rant.
11 heaven.
11 is heaven.
AKA
follow your dreams.
Kaiser, number one, ma.
That's right, bro.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Marianne from Mojo Barbershop. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavit the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Stay handsome, not homogeneous.
Sleep Time's Over is back.
Sleep Time's Over, Kavit the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, season 4.
4.
Episode
11. Get off the bandwagon.
A.K.A.
Kevin Durant.
A.K.A.
The rant on Durant. As mics are dropping. We're dropping the mic right AKA, there, son.
I dropped the mic, bro.
It's not KD. It's Katie.
Oh, nice.
See how this works?
We have a special guest.
Here he is. Now, we've been trying to get this man. He's a busy man.
Yes, very busy.
Finally, he's our official.
Right.
We kind of appointed this to you. We didn't really ask you or anything, but... The official Hollywood movie consultant.
Yes.
To the show.
But today
we got to get to some heavy hitting topics here because we had a NBA finals that just happened.
Right, everybody pissed off. Everybody mad, bro.
Everybody pissed. So we're ranting on Facebook because that's what Facebook is for.
Yes, that's what it's for.
And a prime ranter. I don't think you're just ranting. I think you're like starting a revolution from what I've been reading.
Whoa.
Oh, I don't want to say anything out of... but we've been all angry. We're saying things. We're swearing. You know? I mean, it's crazy stuff. IA is here.
Yay!
What's up, guys?
Mr. Kamaya Classic.
Mr. Kamaya Classic is back. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yes. Aloha Hype TV.
Yes.
Yes.
And on Dash Radio.
Now Aloha Hype Radio on Dash. Ooh. Yes. Shout out to DJ Ski, Island Block Radio, over there in LA. What's up, fellas?
Yes. Excellent. So what you been up to lately, man?
Man... I'm just excited to be here, man.
But, like
you guys said, you know, we have Aloha Hype TV coming into season 2. We now have Aloha Hype Radio,
yes,
where we showcase all of Hawaii's talent as far as the music scene, any genre, from hip-hop to R&B to reggae.
Yeah.
We just want to highlight that because, you know, I feel like we felt like the independent love doesn't get the attention it should be here on the local radio stations, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Other than, like, you know, we, of course, the KTUHs and the,
the Mind Tactics, but we want to take it a step further,
right?
And because they have a fan base and a following of 4 million subscribers. So
wow!
If we can, if there's anything we can do, you know, for Kevin knows, you know, we've been in the hip hop game for so long.
Yeah.
You know, whatever we can do to help push the scene, you know, forward.
Right, and that's similar to your music career, how you built that up, and it was. Yeah. I mean, for you guys to be doing yourself, you know, doing music videos with good production value and putting that name out there, that's pretty much, that's, how did that create, how did you start that, like building that thing up that you did? Because it's great. You have a new video.
Yeah, coming soon. Yes, it's coming. Actually, I don't, when does this show air?
We're going to be putting this up tomorrow.
Hopefully tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow.
Okay, so from tomorrow, so what we got? When this show is up in 6 days, my brand new video will be out.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And that's going to be called?
One Time. It's featuring Hakuman.
June 21st, everyone. And yes, that will be featured. Where can we find this?
It'll be everywhere. Trust me. Go. When it releases, you guys are going to be so tired of it after this 7 days. It'll be everywhere.
Nice.
That's right.
It'll be in your face.
That's how you do it.
See? That's how you do it, bro. This excellent guy knows about the music biz.
Yes. Hey, and also one more thing. Jumanji coming out.
Yes.
Fall of 2017.
Ooh. Could you talk? You can talk about this now.
I can just say Jumanji.
Oh.
Okay.
2017.
All right, okay.
See, this is why he is the official Hollywood Reporter. Just drop things like that.
Yes. Say
the name of the movie, and that's it. I can't say anything.
Jumanji.
That's great information.
Who plays the... Can you tell us who plays the kids, the two kids? Can people know that?
I wish I could say all that.
Oh, okay.
He just said he can't say nothing, bro.
Oh, okay.
We gotta leave
Let's
it
go
at
Google
that.
It then. Google it.
You go be my guest. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. Just curious.
Well, I'm just saying he's a busy man. He's all over the television. Yes. I'm watching the NBA Finals. I'm eating my kakimochi. I'm not. And I look up. This guy is on the television. He's in the movie theater eating popcorn.
Hey.
The Japanese girl, the girl yelling at him. I don't know. I can't eat. This was Island Insurance, I think this was.
Yes, Island Insurance. Shout out to Island Insurance, man, for you know, helping fund my sneaker habits.
Yay.
And my son's sneaker habits.
Little do they know.
You and Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
Yeah. And who else is on there? Crichton.
Yep.
Island,
yes,
Insurance.
Island Hire.
Yes, yeah, right.
Island
Soul
Island.
Pacific.
That's yes. Right. A bunch of homies on there.
No, it's entertainment, man.
We like to think Marcus is our homie, brother Marcus, right?
Yep.
Hopefully.
Yeah? We'll get him on here one day.
You know,
I think every local celebrity is like your homie. Because, like, you know, because we can see them.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in everyday situations. Right. I feel like you can bump into Marcus at Foodland, or you can bump into Max Holloway at, you know,
right,
Tamora's.
Right, right, right.
Exactly right.
You
know, exactly right. Yeah. Because everybody just knows each other, right? Wow. So on top of that, more importantly for right now, because, you know, the Hollywood thing is going to be ongoing, going to be the official reporter.
Yes.
But as of today, we have to do something non-Hollywood related.
Take off the Hollywood hat. Put on the sports hat. Here we go.
It could be Hollywood related, though, because, you know, NBA
people
the same.
Let me stretch out for this one.
There you go.
Here we go, bro.
Stretch out, bro. All right. First of all, let's get right to how are we going to start this? Let's talk about Game 5. That was the most recent thing as far as the games go. What was your take on what was your prediction for the series before we even get to Game 5? What did you think was going to happen in the series before it started?
I think you commented on my post on Facebook when I first predicted a Game 7.
Yeah.
Because I wished and I really wanted to have, because of how the two teams were set up and this storyline, rubber match, third time playing the finals.
Right, a trilogy.
You know, having KD there.
Yeah.
I was hoping for an awesome competitive series. Mm, Game 7, head to head, neck and neck, guys killing each other.
Right.
You know, Dennis Rodman kind of hustle plays, you know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody just playing for the absolute honor and glory of the sport.
Right, exactly.
You know, if you guys want the super teams, fine. At least let's get a very intense competitive
series. Right, us as fans, that's what we want to see.
Yes.
We want to see excitement, drama.
Yeah, so be it. You know, I was already upset with the whole KD.
Right.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
But if that's, you know, it is what it was what it was, so let's have a great series.
Right.
Then so I was saying, I don't care who wins.
Right.
Can we please see seven games? Seven games.
Yeah. We were terribly wrong.
Well,
we said Cavs.
I just, because it all comes down to Durant again.
Yeah.
It all just came down to, that's why I picked the Cavs. It was because I just didn't think, I think he would have just succumbed to the pressure. Because he choked last year, to this very Warrior team, which caused all this stir, right?
You know, there was a point in Game 4, I think it was, first half, where he was doing that. I don't know if you've ever seen the Homer Simpson meme where, like, Homer Simpson slowly starts going to the bushes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was doing that a little bit.
Ah.
Yeah.
He was doing that. I think it was game four or game three.
It was that
in
one
the first half.
Yeah, that was one where the Cavs were like up by, like, 90-30. Right, some good, yeah. But
maybe I spoke too soon because all of a sudden, second half, he just...
He did show up.
Yep.
I mean, he did show
maybe
up.
Maybe I jinxed it. My homie Chris Styles was yelling at me. Why did you say anything?
Yeah, you
Why
cannot,
did you call it?
That's old school rule, right? You can't say that. Everybody just be quiet.
Quiet.
Be quiet. But
the uncle or the auntie says, bachi.
Yeah.
Yes. You can always, bachi always comes to bite us back in the behind. But it's just, they have so much firepower on that team, which makes it also annoying. Because you have a Curry, you have a Klay Thompson. If they don't make their threes, then you have Durant to drive to the rim. You have Draymond that can use his muscle. It's just, it's silly. It's an all-star game. And where does this go from here then? What happens now in the offseason? Let's figure.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the NBA where we're going to only have four to five super teams. Every other team is not going to matter.
Yeah.
If you're a Phoenix Suns, if you're a Sacramento Kings.
What are you going to do?
Just fold over. Become an arena football team.
Go back to Seattle. I mean, what else? What are you going to do? I mean, you got the only thing the only thing that's on your side is age. We talked about this
earlier. Right. Age and injuries. That's going to win. That's it, yeah.
And injuries, well, God forbid. But it's going to be age. Waiting for these guys to get old. And that's it, all you got? You're just going to have to keep drafting young.
You know, the way I see it is that every superstar now, because there's a circle of friends there, whether it be LeBron, whether it be Carmelo, whether it be Dwayne Wade, Chris Paul, I foresee that that circle of friends, like LeBron is going to go and now help his friends get a ring. Like it's like everybody gets a ring. Hey,
right.
You get a ring, you get a ring. Exactly. Like it's like exactly. That debate right now.
Yeah.
With kids sports, everybody getting a medal.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That kind of sucks. Yeah.
And look what the NBA is turning to.
Right.
Everybody's going to get a ring.
Mm. Everybody talks about a ring now. They all want to get a ring. And that's what's going to happen. I mean, okay, let's rewind back to when Durant went to the Warriors.
Okay.
Now we're all I don't even know how we'd be doing.
Wait, I
want
to bring something up.
Here we go.
I want to bring something up. Okay. So I believe here we all share the same view of Durant going to the Warriors is not like Miami or LeBron going
LeBron
to Miami.
No.
Okay, so we agree on that.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is how people
are comparing it.
They're defending Durant's decision by calling out LeBron for his move to Miami. Like, what don't people get that LeBron didn't go to Boston?
Exactly.
LeBron went to Miami, and technically that team was building still.
Yeah.
Yeah. They built that team from the ground up because you had Bosh, Wade, LeBron, and then they had to, okay, who are we going to get next? The whole question was, who are we going to get next?
Exactly.
They didn't have it all set up. Where you had the Draymond there, Klay Thompson there, Steph Curry there.
They were in a 73
Sean team. Livingston is there.
That team was not didn't just come off a finals
exactly.
loss. So what? I don't get it. So why don't people get? Is it just because they don't like LeBron, or is it just
they don't like LeBron? You they don't that. Like
people
LeBron.
Just don't
why
like
can't
LeBron.
They just say that? Just say okay, I don't like LeBron.
Yeah.
Why do you have to say oh? Because I'm not even a LeBron fan.
Neither am I. Yeah.
I'm a Melo fan. I mean,
correct.
You know.
Right.
But. For the it's simple totally fact, why different. Don't I mean I'm more so now defending the integrity of the sport.
Right.
The comparable is, and I've told this to people, is what if Karl Malone jumped to the Bulls?
Yep.
After he being part of the Jazz, they losing to the Bulls.
Yeah.
It's like Karl Malone going to Chicago.
Let me ask you this: because he didn't do that and he stayed with the Jazz, you know, there's a respect level for him with that, with staying with the Jazz and not doing like a Kevin Durant thing, but. Do you lose respect for Karl Malone for jumping to the Lakers at the end of his career?
Nah.
He was past his prime, right?
He was way past his prime, but he was still great physical shape.
Right.
Yes.
He was still athletic. I mean, the injuries finally hit him when he went to the Lakers. That's why that team went down. I think he saw the writing on the wall. I mean, it's the same thing with Barkley did.
Yeah.
The same thing with Pippen did after Jordan left. They all jumped to the Rockets. And Barkley didn't. He failed with the Rockets. And he wanted to jump in with Drexler and Olajuwon. That didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, so guys at the end of their career kind of realize. It's time to do something. It's time to get there.
But that's a different...
That's a different, totally different.
But that move is different from KD's, which KD is in the in his prime.
Yes, when you're in your prime. Yes, exactly. Like Steve Nash in his prime, two-time MVP of Phoenix, jumping to the Lakers the very next season.
Yeah.
To go join Kobe and Shaq and all of them. That would be something like, what are you doing? Like, that is no integrity.
No integrity.
That's the
I just felt like KD just went down the line and just slapped like Patrick Ewing's face. He slapped Reggie Miller's face. He slapped all these players which were in their prime. They stayed with their team to battle because they wanted to overcome beating Mike.
Right.
Why not KD stay with... You know what? If he would have went to the Spurs, it wouldn't have been bad.
Right.
If he would have went to the Clippers,
exactly
it wouldn't have been
right.
bad.
Yeah.
If he would have went anywhere
there,
else.
You're exactly right. That is why the anger is so that you choose the one team that does not need you to go there.
Yes. Right.
You could have went to the Sixers and be like, oh, interesting. Okay. But we would not be getting upset about that.
Yes.
It, you know?
It's, that's just the one thing I just don't understand is why people just tend to defend KD by going after LeBron's move.
Well, the love for the Warriors is so strong here.
The bandwagon.
Now it is. Now it is. I know only one Warrior fan.
I just don't get it.
Like, seriously, before anything, one true Warrior fan.
I know zero true Warrior fans.
What's up, Sean?
They don't know who Steven Jackson is. Yeah. Steven Jackson, they don't know who that is. They don't know who Baron Davis is.
Yeah, they can't tell me who Chris Mullin is, Mitch Richmond is.
Yeah, I don't know.
They can't tell me who Latrell Sprewell is.
No,
they can't tell me.
Chris Webber used to be on that team. They don't know that. It's just something about the Bay Area and Hawaii that Hawaii just loves the Bay.
Yeah.
I don't.
The Bay actually loves Hawaii too, though.
It's been a long lasting love. That's why there's so many.
Well, look in the hyphy movement came out.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody went from Hawaii
to
the Bay.
That, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking like even people from my side, the West Side. You know, like trends are. It takes a while to get out to Hawaii. But on top of that, it takes a while to get out to the West Side or any countryside. Waimanalo to Waianae.
Yeah.
But when you have a trend that hits over there, that trend is big. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's people in Nanakuli ghost riding the whip, wearing the big shirts and the study shades.
Wait,
during
still
that
yet.
Time. No.
I hope I see it. Wow.
Also, okay, Nanakuli, where are all the NBA fans? Where is it a lot of Golden State? Because they're hot right now?
Yeah,
what
are they into over there?
I'm
proud that my side of the island, or my city, my town, they're pretty loyal to their teams. Okay. You know, when it's football, it's either, your Steelers because black and gold.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
There's some Dallas in there, but mostly Steelers.
Right.
Basketball, ton of Laker fans.
Okay.
And I'm happy to see that they're mostly all Laker fans.
And that's understandable. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
From the 80s.
Yeah. Right.
That's Lakers. Majority of all the.
And I'm happy, shout out to my son. I know he watches like all kind of stuff on YouTube. Hopefully he catches this.
Yeah.
Son, I am proud of you for defending your team no matter what, no matter if they got spanked by the Warriors. He is a hardcore Clippers fan.
Hey!
And I'm glad that he's staying there. You know what
is
I mean?
Is he a Clippers fan because you're a Lakers fan?
Well, I'm actually just a Melo fan.
Oh, you're just a Melo fan?
Yeah. I'm originally a Bulls fan.
Mentioned that last time on the show.
Oh, Bulls. That's right.
And now I just follow Melo. I mean, I know Melo's attitude is kind of stink, but there's something about his play off the quick dribble and just his swag on the offense.
So where is he going? What's his move?
Hey, good segue there. What's happening with Melo?
Yeah.
He's not going to be at the next year.
Melo, hey, we're calling him right now. Hey, Melo, you either go to the Cavs or you go to the Clippers. Hmm. Let my son and I cheer for the same team this year. I'm telling you, I have this feeling that LeBron is going to join his friends and they're going to try and take out the Warriors together. Chris Paul, LeBron, Carmelo.
Okay.
I think D-Wade, I don't know if D-Wade's is that kind of shape.
Mm.
You know, his body's banged up.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's in that kind of shape to compete.
Yeah, good 8
minutes. Well, we got to look at financially. How are we going to make this work? So, clearly Kevin Love is not going to be a Cav next season.
You think so?
I think the writing's on the wall. Because of how he played game 5, he did not show up at all.
Yes.
And LeBron's not going to tolerate that because, he is the GM of this team. And
but if Kevin Love did show up, would it have made a difference?
Well, it was down by 10, right?
I mean, it was that 10 to 12 point lead at the very end of the last stretch.
Because his
could have break that.
Right. Rebound, shoot the three.
He didn't do any of that.
Kevin Love's three don't go in.
Hey, Melo's my guy, but I don't think that, he doesn't play defense, he doesn't rebound.
Right.
They're just going to need him for scoring.
Right. So let's hypothetically, we don't like to do hypothetics, but let's do it. Melo goes in there. He demands a trade. They trade him to Cleveland. They're going to have to drop off Kevin Love. They're going to have to drop off Channing Frye's. They're going to have to drop off James Jones, who's just always still has a job. Keep getting the check. James Jones.
Titles and checks, baby.
Hey, that's
James Jones.
I find James Jones has like an awesome, and LeBron have an awesome hip-hop comparison to Jay-Z and Memphis Bleak.
Nice.
Right?
Yes.
Cause
that's excellent.
Because no matter where Jay-Z went, Memphis Bleek went.
He's always there.
Yeah, there you go.
And he'll always be taken care of.
Yep.
Wherever LeBron James goes, James Jones goes.
That's great. That is a great, great hip-hop
analogy. And he will always be taken care of. Well, I just saw Memphis Bleek. When's the last time you heard a song from Memphis Bleek?
In a long time,
it's
yeah.
Been a right? Bit. It's been a bit.
Yeah. Is That Your Chick with Missy Elliott, right? Let's say
it's
that.
It's been a bit, yes.
Yeah, and that was back when I was in high school, okay? I just saw him on social media in a Lamborghini. Like, dude, how do you have a Lamborghini? And then I see his hat. It's a Roc Nation hat.
Mm. Do you think
he does anything at that office?
What could you do in the office?
What could Memphis Bleek do in
the Fax machine is out of date. You're not going to be emails? Typing.
Social media.
Maybe he is a social media guy. Maybe
he's a social media guy.
Get six figures for being the Instagram guy.
If you have a special birthday, we'll call up Roc Nation. Yeah. Memphis Bleek will call you back and wish you a happy birthday. You can
record if you write a letter in, write a letter Memphis in. Bleek will wow. forge Jay-Z
and Beyonce. Yeah, he'll forge all the signatures. Wow.
Wow.
That is James Jones,
Memphis
though.
Memphis Bleek, James Jones.
That is it.
There you go.
Well, that's what's going to happen to get... Okay, if you're going to talk about getting Chris Paul, Chris Paul is going to get courted by the Spurs. That's the rumor. I think Chris Paul is going to stay in the Clippers, though.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay.
Because he's all about that L.A. life now. Yeah. Why would he ditch L.A. life for...
He's on commercials and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's not going to leave L.A.
I know for sure him and DeAndre are going to stay.
Him and DeAndre are going to stay. Blake?
Blake?
See ya.
I don't know.
Where does he go then?
Would you want to take a chance on Blake Griffin, though?
Yeah.
As injury prone as he is, he's punching people out at restaurants, man. You know, he's breaking feet. All
hey,
time.
You know what, though? I can't say anything about Blake Griffin because when my son and I went to the game, we sat courtside.
Right.
Yeah.
And my son was anxiously waiting for Blake Griffin to come off the court. And, like, every time we thought Blake was going to go off into the locker room, he would sprint over to the side where he would be passing. And Blake, wasn't yet going.
Yeah.
So my son ended up getting Austin Rivers autograph,
Mapute
autograph, all these other guys. And he wasn't paying attention. And here comes Blake walking behind all of them. I'm like, son, there he goes, he's Blake. And Blake is almost into the hallway. And my son screams, Blake, I came all the way from Hawaii just to see you.
Nice. Yeah.
Blake Griffin stops right there. And this is a loud arena now.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, granted, it's still warming up. It's not completely full, but it's loud. There's music playing. Blake stops, and, like, it's almost like a movie. Like, he just stops and just, like, turns around and looks. And he, like, looks directly at my son. Points to my son, walks over. My son gives him a five. My son can barely speak now.
Yeah.
I swear to God. He's just like, I thought he was going to jump on him and, like, can you be my dad?
Yeah.
And Blake was probably one of the nicest guys in conversation right there at that moment. And I had to tell him, like, for me as a dad, you guys, Kevin, do you have kids?
No.
Kevin knows. Kevin. As a dad, when you see your child.
Oh, I bet.
In that moment where like, ultimately, like, excited and happy, like, I almost started crying.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
But for Blake to do that and have a conversation with my son and, like, I said, thank you. He even threw a shocker in the picture. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I told him, we came from Hawaii just to see you play.
There
and he
it
was like,
is.
Oh, really? Oh, that's man, it? That's awesome. So I can't say anything
okay,
bad about
right,
Blake.
You can't.
So great character then. There you go.
Great character.
Because he could have been a diva and he could have just been like turn around and like wave and that's
right,
it, you know?
Right.
But he came out. So I can't say anything bad about Blake.
That complicates
we love Blake.
That decision. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
but I'm hoping the three stays together and they add somebody. But it'll just probably be like a 8-man roster probably with that salary cap.
Right, because it all comes down financially. So you have JJ Redick, he's going to be gone. He's going to ask for $20 million. They're not going to be able to
afford that. I don't think JJ was really...
He's
I don't know.
But in this day and age, you're getting...
To me, he was like Kyle Korver this year.
Okay, Lakers, Timofey Mozgov. He got $60 million.
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
If Timofey Mozgov gets $60 million, JJ Redick going to get some cash.
Yeah, he is.
So that's why it's just so bizarre now with this cap. How are you going to construct these teams to go against the Warriors? That's every GM's question. You're playing against the Warriors. You're not constructing a team for anything else.
Do you think if they constructed a team around a more tougher set of players as far as physicality? Because we saw that, what is it, game four that the Cavs won?
Yeah.
Play a little bit more physical against the Warriors.
Yes.
You know.
That's a weakness.
That's a weakness. I've always said that. If I'm in the NBA, I'm playing against Steph Curry. After every shot, that guy's getting a gut check.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if we're standing and waiting for the ball to be thrown in, I'm standing right in your chest and I'm breathing on you. I'm in your I'm like in your face.
Exactly.
I'm doing the Rodman. You know right. what I mean? Yeah. So
would that I don't be understand. The strategy?
So build physical, not finesse then, basically.
Physical and just really get into their heads.
Right, right.
Because
right.
you can't out-finesse them.
Yeah.
You can't out-shoot
them. Can't out-shoot them.
No. Shoot, you can't.
Especially now with KD.
Yeah, he's right. Cannot.
Because either you're hot or cold, you can't take that gamble whether they're hot or cold. So you only have to play physical, and you're going to have to bump them around. Get a flagrant here and there. Get a flagrant one here and there. Get a technical once in a while.
What I want to know is, why did LeBron let Iguodala just run and dunk on him, like, dunk through the lane?
That tired? Was very bizarre. Maybe he's tired?
The same guy that he blocked the shot game 7 and took Iguodala down.
If you're not going to go attempt year. For the block, at least hold him. Hold right. him so he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I think that was a momentum changer in the game. I don't know how you guys felt about that.
So that was a big momentum changer, because last season when it was game 7, LeBron did the big block on Iguodala coming out of nowhere, doing what he was supposed to have done, which what he should have done on Monday, he did not do, which was take him down, like you just said.
Do you guys feel at any point in that game where LeBron like took a deep breath and was like, man, we're not going to win this game?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
He looked at it.
When he started going in, he started just driving in, he just knew it was all me. So I'm just going to balls it out.
You think at that point he's thinking who he should get rid of and who he should pick up?
It clearly, yes. Because he's always thinking. He's a smart guy.
Oh, yeah,
He's already looking past, okay, we ain't got this.
Yeah.
What are we going to do in the offseason? What are we going to do? How am I going to keep this career going? 7 finals appearances in a year.
How long does he have with the Cavs?
2 years player option.
Yep.
So next year will be
he's out.
Year. Next year he's...
He's out, dude.
But can we...
He leaves again, though.
But
where? I don't know.
But can we... Can the... The fans of the sport be upset at him after he leaves, after he won a city for Cleveland?
Nah, can't, dude.
I mean,
I don't see it.
He got them the title.
He got
in Cleveland. Dramatic fashion.
Because that's what they're saying. That's what you know. These sports analysts are saying that
right.
He doesn't owe Cleveland anymore. You know what I mean?
That is true.
He did what he promised. Now he can go and play and have fun and
that is
play
true.
With
so,
his friends.
Okay, so then if you're gonna be playing with your friends. Who would be? What team would that be a year from now that would be still viable when you have Chris Paul who's breaking down? Dwayne Wade is hanging on by a thread. I mean, who else?
Shout out D-Wade.
That's right. That's your boy.
Shout out D-Wade.
Chris Bosh is not even in the league because
he's going to die. Like
I don't even think Chris Bosh was part of that circle.
Yeah, no, it's even
right,
Wade.
True.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
you look
Chris
at
Carmelo, Dwayne right. Wade, and LeBron.
Again, look at Carmelo's dilemma right now. He's getting the book thrown at him in New York. You have a crazy owner. You have Phil Jackson, who should not be there.
Rah.
You know, he's just staying there because of pride, and he's like,
exactly,
it's
yeah.
more so of defending
himself. The team is a train wreck. The only road leads to him getting traded. Carmelo has a trade clause in his contract. He can choose where he wants to go. So clearly, he'll go with Doc Rivers.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What if the Clippers decided they'll jump on a trade with New York? What do you think if...
How would
the
you
Clippers,
make that happen?
Clippers traded Blake and DeAndre for Carmelo and Porzingis.
Oof.
If I was...
And the Clippers get LeBron. Is that a team that can beat the Warriors?
I like Porzingis, and I said that before.
Yeah, but...
Porzingis, he's... A lot of people compare him to Dirk.
Dirk.
He's the only thing the Knicks have going for them right now.
Right.
He's the only positive of that
Chris
Knicks
Paul, LeBron... Melo and Porzingis on the Clippers. Is that a team that can beat the Warriors?
Would
I think it's up to Melo. I really do think it's up to Melo.
Well, it's up to Melo, but I think you'd agree with that. But it really comes down to the GMs. How would you sign off on that if you were the Clippers? Would you give up that much for a guy over 30 just to get Porzingis? Would that be enough to say, let's do it, hang up the phone? I would ask for more.
Hey, but Ballmer, if LeBron calls Ballmer up and says, make that trade happen, I'm coming to clip the
Then
Clippers.
You
got to
do it. What LeBron wants, LeBron gets.
Yeah.
So then you have to do it. If LeBron
Just imagine
personally...
that. LeBron in L.A., but not on the Lakers? Doesn't that seem kind of weird? Yeah. Like, the Lakers
The Lakers have an interesting funk to them right now. It's a very... It's unlike anything I've ever seen in my years, being the old guy I am. Because let's look at the evolution of the Lakers, okay? Because you're a Laker fan. Let's talk Lakers here.
I'm not a Laker fan.
Not a Laker
fan.
Right.
You're
a Melo
fan.
Melo
I'm sorry.
Fan.
Bulls 90s.
Not a Cooley.
Not a Cooley Lakers fan. Okay, so not a Cooley.
Let me make this clear. Because everybody always asks, because I'm a big basketball fan. I'm a 90s Bulls fan.
Yeah.
Right now, and from the 2003 class, I'm a Melo fan.
Yeah.
I guess that counts for this era.
Right.
But top five, real quick, top five.
Here we go.
MJ. MJ is my number one.
Okay.
Allen Iverson.
Nice.
Kevin Garnett.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Dennis Rodman.
There you go.
And Carmelo Anthony.
I like it. I like it.
Iverson's going to be coming back this summer. Yeah. Big three, baby.
Big three, baby.
Iverson's coming
back. Ice Cube.
But, I mean, getting back to, like, how he would choose the Clippers, which makes sense because everybody seems to be avoiding the Lakers. They seem to be in a funk where they're living off their past too much, thinking that everybody's just going to come over there when the league is different now. You have things called the internet. You have things called World Wide Web where you don't need to be in a big city anymore to make your money and to be known. You can just go wherever. You know, you got Carl Anthony Towns, for God's sakes, making a commercial, and he's on that I don't even know what he's selling, but he's always on the TV, it seems like. Carl Anthony Towns making with some Bigfoot or something.
Yeah.
He's in Minnesota, for God's sakes. We don't need to worry about being in New York or LA. So for the Lakers to get better is gonna be a long time coming. Because nobody's gonna want to go there. And that's why LeBron would choose the Clippers over the Lakers. Like, what does the Lakers have to offer except a bunch of young guys? Inexperienced young guys.
Or he has to build again.
He has to build again. He's 34, right? So
yeah.
LeBron?
He's 33, 34? How old is LeBron?
He's same age as me.
31.
Oh, he's young.
He's going to be 32. Oh. I just set my age on camera.
Exactly. Ooh, don't worry.
That's
about
off
it.
The record.
Don't worry. Look younger on that side.
Yeah.
You're not Holly that
I
side.
I shaved today. I shaved.
There you go. That makes a fact. That's a big factor. When you shave, 10 years. Done.
10 years, bro.
But so, I mean, I guess I can see that happening.
What do you think, Kev?
What do you think of this trade?
I see you pondering over there.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to think about D-Wade, what he's going to do.
Bruh,
like I said, like he said, Melo's his dude. D-Wade's my dude. He showed up in the playoffs. I think he showed up in the playoffs for the Bulls. He gave his minutes. He dunked in the playoffs, which is amazing.
Honestly, he missed a dunk in the playoffs.
Ronald doesn't, he missed. He got sprited in the playoffs.
Hey, I'm going to be straight up. Rondo doesn't get hurt, it would have been Cavs and Bulls in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think they would have still beat the Wizards, but it would have been a Game 7.
Yeah.
But I think with the playoff experience and the smarts, I think they would have took down John Wall and the Wizards, too.
Yeah, well, they surprisingly won those two straight games against Boston.
Yeah.
They would have swept them.
Yeah, if Rondo didn't get hurt, man.
They had something going there, and then it just all of a sudden...
Rondo. Rondo was playing as a team? What?
Honestly, you know, I thought that the Boston, the mob,
yeah,
said, "Hey, Rondo, make like you broke your thumb.
Oof.
We'll give you $10 million right now."
Yeah. There you go. Mark
Wahlberg. Hey, I never thought about Mark. Marky Mark.
The baton, bro. Just hit the.
All I know is LeBron ain't loyal. I think he's peacing out Cleveland, and I don't know where Clippers. Maybe I don't know where, but he's gonna chase another title.
He's got one more year. Melo's going to go somewhere. Melo will not be a Knick in the fall. It just depends where he goes.
So, yeah, I guess wherever Melo falls, then LeBron will fall somewhere. And 2 years, we'll...
Okay, so is that the domino piece? Melo's the domino piece? Or is LeBron the domino piece?
Well, you got... For right now, it's Melo over LeBron for the domino piece this summer.
Yeah.
Because LeBron's got that 1 year...
If LeBron stays in Cleveland, who does Cleveland pick up? And who do they lose?
They're going to have to get rid of Kevin Love somehow. Because that's the only value they have to make another big move. And that move would be to get Melo. But you bring in Melo, he's going to play what is he going to play? He's going to play the wing and LeBron move to power forward. You know, that's going to, lose size there. So you're going to have to probably go after the market, get a center, see if Bogut can still play. If Bogut can still walk.
Ooh, forgot about Bogut.
Bogut got signed, if you remember.
Yeah.
He got signed a minute into first game, first
busted,
10 seconds.
Bro.
Boom, done. Not for any. Will he be
now? Let's ask Bogut. Bogut, did you just go there for the money, just to help your friends over at Golden State? Was it like a laugh in their face kind of thing?
There you go,
a laugh in Cleveland's face.
Right, that could be a very big.
Now we're talking conspiracies.
That's right. Thank you for that word. But that's really the thing. I mean, okay, you have Steph Curry as a free agent this summer. A lot of people don't remember this. Steph Curry is a player option. He can cut out and be with his dad in Charlotte. Would he do that? That'd be kind of stupid.
Charlotte.
Because he wants to go be with his dad. He wants to go be with Dell. And then you got Durant.
Listen. Steph Curry is not Steph Curry if he leaves the Warriors. He cannot play for anybody else and be who he is as
Correct.
A player.
That's true.
Without
Correct.
The Warriors. Exactly. That's why I had the biggest gripe with people saying how such great of a player he was during his last two MVP runs.
No, he's not. I agree.
He's not.
He's not.
He's not.
He's a one-trick pony.
Yeah. One-trick pony.
still to me is a the kind of they said, oh, he stepped up his defensive game. He's getting these little like knick-knack picks, you know,
touch the ball.
Yeah.
He's no Gary Payton. He's
no,
not.
No, no way.
He's not a lockdown defense.
He needs Clay. He needs Clay.
He needs that unit around him.
Yeah.
He goes to any other team.
Yeah.
He's done in 3 years.
It sucks because he's a good dude. You know, it sucks to say that, but I think, yeah, if he goes to any other team.
I think he's without a closet, supporting cast. Guy. Yeah. Well, in 10 years from now, when Steph Curry is over 30, what's he going to do? What will his role be? You know, everybody, when they evolve, when they get older, they know their role to keep a job. Chris Bosh learned how to shoot threes, keeps a job, you know? Dwayne Wade, he learns how to become a better shooter instead of driving because he can't be driving to the basket all the time.
Right, right.
Keeps his job. What is Steph Curry going to do?
Is he a pure enough shooter, a guaranteed shooter, that you can trust in that,
will during, he be
that
Steve Kerr?
During that time in his career where he can be like a Ray Allen?
Exactly. Will he be the guy you come out last 5 minutes, 4 minutes of the game? Okay, Steph,
I don't get
in
trust
there.
His shot still. I mean, no. Even though when he gets hot, he gets hot, but 3 seconds left in the game.
I would not give it to him.
Can you count on him to be in that corner like Ray Allen was for the Heat against the Spurs?
Because he's not a killer. Ray Allen's a killer. That's the
thing.
That's
I think I would take Robert Horry over.
Yeah, Robert Horry's a killer. Steph Curry. Because Robert Horry, Ray Allen, those guys are killers because they have ice in the veins, as they say. Curry does not look like that. He's just this nice guy smiling around. Durant to some degree as well. Klay Thompson to some degree as well.
Klay Thompson
I would not trust any of those three guys for a clutch shot at the end.
Nah.
Not at all. And that is going to be their role once they get older. We're going to sign you to a one-year deal. Whoever that top team is of that time, Steph Curry come in, we're down three, make the shot, get out.
So how many titles are the Warriors going to win from now till?
They winning next year.
Yeah.
I got nobody on the radar that can match up with them. I mean, okay, like I'm a Rockets fan. They're talking about getting Gallinari. Will Gallinari fit in their Rockets offense? Yes.
Right.
Because it's D'Antoni. They're going to shoot. They're trying to mimic what the Warriors are.
Right.
They have the shooters to do it, but they don't have enough as far as just the size. Like, you bring back physicality, the size. Rockets shoot the three. They let the Warriors shoot the three right back. It comes out 180 to 170. You can't do that with them, and I'll try to shoot them. So that's their problem.
Man, but I think that if the Rockets were to play the Warriors in this past season, or this past playoffs, instead of like, so if it was Warriors against the Rockets rather than the Spurs against the Rockets, I think that would have been a much more interesting series.
It would, yeah. Yes.
As much as I'm not a Rocket hater, but I'm not like a Rocket fan also.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to seen Patrick Beverly all up in
he's their
Steph's
physical
face
guy.
Yes. And KD's face.
Yeah.
That's the kind of physical toughness I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Because clearly the Spurs checked out in that series. They just looked lost in that series against the Warriors.
Yep.
And that's you didn't have that kind of guy yet. It would have been clearly more entertaining.
So could the Cavs go out and look for defensive stoppers instead of offensive?
But who would be there? That's the thing, right?
To go up against the Warriors.
You have to get more old guys.
Yeah, looking at our league nowadays, it's definitely a more offense.
Right.
But who do you guys see as the defensive player nowadays? Who is the guy?
See, you think of guys that you could sign. You think of what?
No, but who, in the NBA, who is the defense?
Who is the defensive guy?
Yeah, there's not too many.
There's always one guy in the league, or a couple guys in the league every year that, you know, those
you
guys.
Think that's
those
the defensive guy, right? You think of like a Draymond Green, who they always bring up and say that he's a great defensive player, which I think is overrated.
Is he a great defensive player?
I think it's overrated. Yes, but they always mention him in the topic of defense, DeAndre Jordan.
But see, like, I think that's. I don't like calling a DeAndre or like even like a center. Like remember even when Ibaka like rim protectors.
Yeah.
They're great rim protectors, but are they great defenders? Like you know.
Right.
As far as blocking the rim, yes. As far as just
playing defense,
a guy, yeah. Who would be a good checking the guy? I can't think of anyone right now. Anybody?
I'm thinking the last one would be Tony Allen was the last.
Right.
Was the last lockdown defender.
Didn't Kobe say he was like this top defender?
Tony Allen?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think he said it in an interview. Tony Allen was his best defender.
Tony Allen was a physical. He had the physicality of Patrick Beverly without the mouth.
Yeah. Chandler could be another one. You could have.
Where is Tyson Chandler now?
He's modeling for like LRG or something.
LRG, nice.
He probably is right this very moment. He's taking a photo shoot right now.
He's like, hey, we're talking about me.
He just might be. Who else? Shane Battier back in the day.
Yeah.
He was a good Czech guy, but then after that,
talk show host.
That was it. And you have a Black Moon playing.
Oh, Black Moon playing.
Black Moon is he's a very good defender.
There you go.
I like Black Moon. So I don't know. Well, anyway,
let's get to the questions,
let's
bro.
Let's go to the questions.
Let's get to the questions, bro.
Let's end on a nice note.
Thank you, guys. Ponder forever thank
you
for, on this.
I see. I've been holding it in. As soon as you told me, you know, you hit me up and you texted me about, you know, what we're gonna talk about. I've been holding it all in. I've been saving it from because it gets tiring looking at it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm done looking at Facebook.
I totally agree. Finally. That's why it's so perfect that you're able to come on because it was perfect
you know,
timing.
It's just like boxing, man. Like when somebody tries to talk to me about boxing and they don't know about the sport, but they're talking purely off emotion and
yes.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
I grew up in the sport. Come
right.
On now, you know what I mean? Please do not talk to me about boxing.
Right.
You're just going to say something stupid.
Right.
Basketball. I've never been a pro. I wasn't a collegiate player, but I think we're big enough fans to the integrity of the game.
Yes.
Right.
For that, with that perspective.
Right.
Right.
Please don't come talking to me about the stuff we talk about, you know, today. Like,
exactly.
You know, the whole defending KD by going after LeBron and.
I mean, bottom line, okay.
Do not these guys supporting chasing rings and.
Exactly.
I'm about the integrity, baby.
Why can't we keep integrity alive?
Yes.
Well, what's so bad about doing that, right?
But it's all about the money.
Exactly. It all comes down to money.
The millennial money, bro.
Millennial money.
Yeah, millennial money is different.
Millennial money.
Millennial moolah.
And speaking of keeping things angry, we're going to keep things happy.
Yay!
It's time to play the game that's sweeping July right now. And it's, you know, it's been a while since we've done one, so we're going to do it. We're going to play five questions.
Hey, let's go.
Here we go. Get ready. All right. So question number one, sir. We're going to start with geography. July directions. It's a new category. Get ready for this one. How would you explain to a person how to get to Nanakuli Beach Park, local style?
Local style.
Now, we don't, you know, like, as you know, we don't use street names. We say, turn over there by that guy, turn left over there. How would you explain to someone?
Hey, listen, dummy, okay? You go west, you pass the power plant.
Yep, there you go. Back.
So easy. The first beach on the left. With the softball field and the basketball field, you only see that west side. Okay, maybe Wamanalo too, but past the first stoplight, left side.
There we go.
Past the power plant, everything is on the left.
That is correct. That is correct. One out of one.
One for one. One for one.
The power plant is
that's the one, right?
That's the one.
That's all I remember.
Power plant, bro. That's the major landmark.
That's the major landmark. Yes. Question number two: you are a fan of Carmelo Anthony. Name at least four players dealt in the trade that sent Melo from Denver to New York. Oh. That was 5 years ago.
A lot of guys. Danilo Gallinari. What's the point guard's name? The short guy from North Carolina. What's his name? Give me a hint, guys.
Gun. Think of a gun.
Gun.
He got arrested for gun possession. Which is a lot of them, but.
Give me the first letter of his first name.
R.
R. Okay, you know what I'm saying, though, right?
Yep.
Danilo, that
cusp.
Guy.
You're on the cusp. He played for
North Carolina.
The Clippers this past season. You got caught with a gun.
Okay, well,
not Gilbert Arenas.
We'll keep him on hold for now.
Okay, who else we got?
Him. I just know Danilo and.
That was the cornerstone.
Yeah. And the other guy, the point guard.
Another wing was traded too, though. They got rid of two good wing players.
Wing player
on Denver. They're still on Denver as of right now.
But they're from New York, right?
Yeah. New York had a bunch of young guys that they just dumped.
Was it David Lee?
No. Good answer, David but no. Lee. Okay.
Jamal Crawford. I'm trying to think of.
You're throwing in the towel here?
Yeah, I'm throwing in the towel.
There's a lot of players. Okay. Wilson Chandler. Raymond Felton.
Raymond Felton.
That's who you're talking about. Yes.
Yes.
Gallinari. Mozgov.
Mozgov was one of them, too?
Mozgov was there in the Knicks. Costa Kufis. That they got from one of the picks. They sent picks over.
Yeah.
Costa Kufis, one of the picks. So at the one time, Denver had Mozgov and Costa Kufis. They also had another first-round pick, which they traded to get Andre Iguodala. Iguodala was on Denver.
Wow, yes, he was.
So they netted a bunch of guys, and the Knicks...
Wow. Just imagine if that team were to stay with the Knicks. What would they be today?
Oof.
It depends on the coaching, but they'd be better off. They'd be far better off than they are now. They'd be far better off. All right.
Number three.
It's one for two. It's a
two-parter. I get 0.5 because I got two of the guys.
You did get 0.5.
1.5.
1.5, bro.
1.5 out of 2.
Number 3. You can make it up right here. It's a two-parter. In the movie Blank Check. Kids movie.
Yes, one of my favorite movies.
What's the alias Preston Waters uses to buy everything? That's question number 1.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that, and I'll get to question 2 after you give me your answer. For what's the alias Preston Waters uses to buy everything? He doesn't use his real name after he gets the money.
Mr. McIntosh?
That is correct.
Hey! Of course,
that is correct. How could you not know that? If you were a 90s kid
2.5
and you do not know Mr. McIntosh?
What's the second part?
Second part. Who was the MTV VJ playing the detective?
Tone Loke.
Oof.
No. The good detective.
Close, but is a female.
Oh, Shay. Her name is Shay in the movie.
Yes.
What is her VJ name?
She was a cutie.
I had the
back
biggest
then.
Crush on her.
We all liked her. She was cute. Cute as hell on
I know
MTV.
Shay. Her name is Shay.
She had the bangs, movie. The hair.
Her name is Shay in the movie.
She had the bangs in front of her face.
There we go.
I can tell you they had Italian food in their date. And he fell off the table. And and then after that, he asked for cheeseburgers. They went for ice cream. And they danced in the fountain. But I cannot tell you her VJ name. I know it's Shay in the movie.
Okay, think The Simpsons, the beer. What's the name of the beer in The
Duff.
Simpsons? Okay. I just gave you a big hint right there.
Hillary Duff?
Wow. Close. Karen Duffy.
Duffy. Yeah.
Karen Duffy.
Yeah.
Who went by the name of Duff as the MTV VJ.
What happened to her?
You know what? I'm going to give that to you. You put so many insight in there.
Three for three, then.
You 4 out of 3.
Right? It's so funny because, hey, that movie is now on Netflix.
Wow.
Oh, really?
So... I showed it to my kids and they're like pretty much as close to me to memorizing word for word.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow. You know this movie, right? Blank Check. It's a good fun movie. I mean,
every
kid's dream.
I'll go show my kids.
You know the castle he buys in the movie. How much did he pay for the castle? Do you remember the price for this? I remember.
$250,000.
Goes from 5 million now, probably.
Easy 10 million.
Easy 10 million. All right, here we go.
There you go.
Question number 4. You ready for this one? Guess name the host of The Joy of Crafting on OC16. What's her name?
Joy of Crafting.
OC16 show.
I know she's Asian. I know she looks a little bit like. Joy of Crafting. She has glasses.
This is a fellow team member.
I know this answer because I think it might be my friend's sister.
Oh, well, you hold that answer because we got it live right now.
Joy of Crafting. What is
her name? The number 1 rated show on OC16.
Oh,
yeah, it is.
Right. Number 2 is Aloha Hype TV, but number 1.
Joy of Crafting.
In the heart of Hawaii, The Joy of Crafting.
I see her face. I just can't put a name
Mox
on it.
Mox had one of the dopest, like, when Mox battled Osna or Chris Styles. Like on that grind time style battle, he had a line about Joy of Crafting. That
yes.
To this day.
Against Osna.
Wow.
Dude, I was like, yo, that was hilarious as funk. I got to go ask Mox.
Which only is the reason why they're the number
That's
one.
That's like one of the best.
I do not. I know her face. I don't know her name. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Auntie.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay.
Auntie.
Let's go with it.
Sorry, OC 16.
Shimabukuro.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're correct, Kevin.
I think that's my friend's sister.
Is your friend Jake?
Yeah,
No.
Is Jake involved in this?
I think it's Rod. My friends Rod and Robbie. I think that's the older sister. I could be totally wrong, though.
Okay.
Joy.
All right, question 5 to end it out. Name another famous Jordan.
Oh, God.
First name?
Yeah.
It's got to be first name.
Yep.
Dude, that's hard.
Another famous Jordan.
I can name it.
That's a good one, man.
I can name a million.
Last name.
Last name.
But we're going with the first name. There's a local one right now that's kind of, in
Jordan,
my opinion,
Jordan
over, overrated. But he still has a job, and he's a local.
Jordan Segundo.
You are correct. You are correct.
See, as soon as you said a name with a Jordan in it, of course, Michael Jordan, DeAndre Jordan, Ricky Jordan.
You could go Jordan Crawford.
Jordan Crawford.
You could go. You could go.
Hey, wait, hold on, wait. I have one.
There
Jordan Knight, New Kids on the Block.
That's what I was thinking. There you go. That's what I was
there we go.
I'll take Jordan Knight over Jordan Segundo.
That's it. There you go. For that, you got that correct. For that,
there you go. 5 for 5.
5 out of 5.
Hey.
That's it. I tell you what, man. We like to thank IA for being. We're on well overtime.
Yes.
That's all right. We're that kind of show.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Check for his new, is it a new album, a new video, a new single?
New song coming out.
New song. In 6 days.
6 days. One time.
All right.
Yes. I promise you, it's a we're taking it back to Michael Jackson days, mini movie.
Nice.
It's like a little short film kind of thing.
Well, all your videos are entertaining, I got to say. I mean, we talk about local programming quality a lot on this show, and we talk about, like, the quality isn't there. But in all seriousness, your videos are legit, man. They have a flair. They have a funniness to them. It's comical. It's well put together. It's filmed right. I mean, yes.
Congrats. We have so much to offer from Hawaii, and there's so many awesome artists. I'm just trying to lead by example and hopefully influencing these other artists.
You definitely set a standard. You know,
exactly
how to go about marketing, promoting, pushing.
Exactly. You got to put yourself out there. These local artists are having a hard time with that. They've always had a hard time with it. Just get yourself
out there. We're getting
better. Getting better. Yeah. I feel like we're getting there.
We're almost there.
That's something is going to happen in the very near future.
Hope so, yeah.
Future.
Well, here we go. Well, thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Sleep time is over because we don't sleep over here.
Aloha Hype. Check for them. Dash. Jack Show, OC16. Shout out to Joy Shimabukuro. Shout out to Jordan Segundo. Jordan Knight. All Blank Jordan. Check. Duff.
Duff. Karen Duffy.
Carmelo. Go to the Clippers, Carmelo.
Melo to the Clippers.
You're right here.
Let my son and I choose the same team this year.
Everybody go to the Clippers.
Everybody going. We're going right now. Catch the bus.
Hey, that would be awesome if they do to go to the Clippers when they come to Hawaii.
Then that means they're coming.
Oh.
October.
Oh, my gosh. And I have tickets, too. I totally forgot about that.
D-Wade, come to the Clippers, please. Sleep Time's Over. Season 4, Episode 11. Captain Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, IA.
Episode 11. You know what that means? We're number one twice over, baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Episode 11. Go to the Clippers.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.